and welcome to another season of Tuscola Football. My name is Branson Reese. Always excited to be here and calling Tuscola Football in 2026. And by my side this year, another again, is Mr. Mark Etheridge. Coach E, good to have you back again, and I look forward to a big season this year.
It's great to be back, and thank you for last year. Last year was my first year on the air, and you showed me the ropes. Branson, by the way, is the voice of the Mountaineers. He does the basketball, baseball, and softball. I just spent some time with him during football season, like I did back in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, the good times back then.
Those were the good times, but it's great to be back. I'm excited about Tuscola football this year. It's a beautiful day here at CE Weatherby. If you're not here, get out here. Watching the sun go down, it's just a great, great venue, for football. And it is the 90th year celebration, of CE Weatherby Stadium. It wasn't called CE Weatherby Stadium until 1972, I think, but it's the 90th year. And if you've ever been over there on the visitor's side in the, locker room, you know that it's 90 years old.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we want to tell you that you are listening to AM 1400. WMXF Waynesville. And Tuscola tonight, first game as we did last year. Now, last year we went over to Robbinsville. This year they're coming to us. Last year we had to sit out in the stands. It was a little weird and it was a little sketchy on the weather going over.
It was our first time. We were glad we brought a table. We were close to the fans. We were able to talk to them. It was hard to see the field. It was a beautiful venue over there in Three Oaks. And it started raining a little bit, but that made us tough. It made us tough for the whole year. This is a piece of cake to be here at CE Weatherby.
It's always good to be home, and that's the way we are this year, starting the first two games. And, of course, next week we'll be home against Cherokee, but, you know, jumping into this week. Coach E, this is a big game, a good way to get started, see where we're at, gauge how the summer's gone, especially for us. I know that's what Robbinsville's looking at as well, but, I'm looking for big things this year from our Tuscola Mountaineers.
Well, that's right. Well, you know, we're a 4A school. Robbinsville's a 1A school, but that really doesn't matter. They have been to the state championship 17 times and have won 14. So they're a football team. They're a good football team.
And let's mention they did play last year as well. Played a charter school, I think, down on the east.
They lost to Wilson Prep 9-8. I watched that game, and I can't believe they lost. But it was 9-8 against Wilson Prep. They're going to be good. Now, they have lost a lot of people, but going back to last year, I think that was a rude awakening for us, going back to last year's game. It sort of popped us in the mouth. It was 14-0 right off the bat, and that's what Robbinsville does. And we sort of came around in the second half when we came back, and we threw two pick sixes to make the game a little bit worse than it was. But there's something about that team last year. It started off at Robbinsville, and they grew and they grew and they grew. I mean, we finished 5-5, but I mean, we were in every game in the fourth quarter. We either had to make a score or a big stop, and that just didn't happen. And the thing I liked about these kids is that they never pointed fingers at each other. They were always excited. They always picked each other up, and they never quit. And we have almost everybody coming back, don't we? Except for the, Jet, who did a great job at quarterback last year. So we're going to see a new quarterback. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm very excited about Tuscola football this year. This is a big, big test. And we really need to win this game if we want to set the tone.
We do. And, you know, as you were talking about returners, you know, I look back and I pulled up some stats from last year. You know, that first game, I think Sam Trantham, who ended up being the workhorse for us last year, did not had, I think he had one carry.
Yes, he did.
Last year in that first game. Then had a huge game in week two. But, you know, he ended up with, you know, 1,450
yards. 1,450
yards,
120 yards a game. He was number seven in the state, not just around here, number seven in the state. I take that back. He was number four in the state.
Mm-hmm.
He was number seven in punting. What a great kid to have. Right, number seven in punting and number four in rushing. He's a great defensive player, too, but I'm going to tell you what, he is going to be our workhorse this year. He has to be. Once we figure that out, Sam took off, and that was good things for us. And by the way, I want to tell everybody right now that we are professionals. However, when Sam gets the ball and breaks a hole and jumps over somebody, we are bound to get excited. So we are homers. I'm going to say that right off the bat.
Exactly.
We like Robbinsville. We hope they do well, but we are going to hoot and holler for the Mountaineers. So if it gets loud, we apologize ahead of time.
All right.
We get excited.
We're going to step away for our first commercial here in the pregame. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Right now is the time to prepare your home or business in case of a fire. Keeping your family, friends, co-workers, and customers safe is important. Valley Fire Extinguisher Services has 45 years of experience in the fire protection industry. They provide quality service and products at a fair price, from extinguishers, hood cleaning, and much more. To find out which services or extinguisher is right for you, call Valley Fire Extinguisher Services at 411-92. That's 411-92. You're listening to Tuscola Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contract and Press Box, we are Coach Mark Etheridge and Branson Reese, coming to you live from C. Weatherby Stadium, Game 1 of 2026, and we are excited to be bringing you Year 2 as far as Tuscola Football Radio goes. And
yeah, thanks.
Coach,
good people at WPTL for Terrell Evans for helping bring this back. Everybody had some good vibes from people about what went on last year. They were glad it was back on the air. There are a lot of grandmas who like to tune in to 1400 AM. So that's how you're listening, or you are streaming on, one of the Tuscola Sports Radio app. You get that at the Apple Store, iTunes Store, you get it at Google Play, or you can tune in, or you could go to WPTLradio.net and you can find the Tuscola Sports Radio app there, and you can stream it live. So obviously you're doing one of those three things right now. If you're hearing us, but go out and tell your friends, because some people don't know how to listen to us. But if you're like me, you enjoy that crackling of 1400 AM and listening to it on the old AM radio. So I'm excited to be here once again. It's my second year. I promise I won't mess up too bad. You know, that's not going to be true. It's great to be here with Branson Reese back in the day talking about the 90 years of CE Weatherby Stadium. And we played here. It wasn't this beautiful AstroTurf, which went down in the year 2000. I think they redid it in 2019 and 2020. We played in that nice little field with a lot of grass on either side of the hash marks, but a lot of mud in the middle.
I always laugh because people, you know, were telling them about living, you know, playing on real grass. You know, you see it now. It was beautiful in August, it was green.
Beautiful.
But by the time you got to the end of September, it was starting to turn brown, and that white tee and yellow on the field turned to being a black tee, because that was the only thing you could see on that Bermuda grass in the fall.
Yeah, it just took a lot of use because everybody plays here. You've got the Waynesville Middle School, you got the JV team, you've got youth league playing here. Football's still a big thing in Haywood County, as it should be, and I'm glad we can be a part of it.
Yeah, and looking forward to tonight, man. Like we were talking about with Sam Trantham, you know, I've kind of kept up with him this summer, you know, and you lose Jet Bartley. He had 1,500 yards passing last year, and that was pretty good from, you know, that was above the average in the
right.
State, and that was good for them. But this year, you're going to have to put somebody in that role, and what I have seen, it looks like it's going to be Isaiah Hite.
Right, great athlete.
You know, we were talking last year, you know, you always want to get your best players the ball. Well, right. If you put him at quarterback, right there, step one. You know, and then you're going to be able to hand off or run or whatever he can do, because he can throw too. So it's going to be a good.
Right, so, you know, you got Elijah out there able to catch the ball. You lose Isaiah because he was a great receiver.
Right.
We have a good core, but I mean, he's going to be double trouble now running the ball. And of course, we'll have Ty also back there running with Sam. The line's coming back, and that's the big key, right? Most of the offensive line's coming back.
Most of the offensive line is coming back, yes. And that's where we're going to be, I think, our strong point this year. You've got Everett and Messer that's going to anchor one side. You've got Luke Johnson. You've got Nick Messer. You know, a little bit of a change, at center tonight. It's going to be John Marshall Smith. It's going to be at center tonight for Tuscola. And, you know, I'm excited about this guys, because they're mostly young on that offensive line. Three of the starters are juniors and two are seniors. So, that'll be able to bring some more kids up next year.
Right.
You know, and there'll be other kids dressing out. Of course, the JVs were supposed to play last night and, did not, because Owen moved their game up to last night because of the weather and all that.
Right, that's unfortunate. Predicting. So we'll have to wait to see how they're going to do next week.
Yeah, and we're excited to see that. So we're going to step away for another commercial, and you're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Right now is the time to prepare your home or business in case of a fire. Keeping your family, friends, coworkers, and customers safe is important. Valley Fire Extinguisher Services has 45 years of experience in the fire protection industry. They provide quality service and products at a fair price, from extinguishers, hood cleaning, and much more. To find out which services or extinguisher is right for you, call Valley Fire Extinguisher Services at 411-92. That's 411-92. You're listening to Tuscola Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contract and Press Box here at Sea Weatherby Stadium on the 90th anniversary of this stadium. And like you said, Coach, I'm excited about coming back this year being the 90th year. I know these kids are, and I'm telling you, so much to be looking forward to. I think defensively, I think we're going to be set. We had a couple spots to fill from last year. And, I know those kids that won the JV championship 2 years ago.
Right. Because some of those
when
kids.
I was down there, they're up now. They're juniors, and also have all those seniors. So, I'm really excited. I think, you know, everybody's like, well, what do you expect them? Well, you look at these prognosticators down east, they don't really know mountain football and, right. and everything, but they've said anywhere from a 2-8 Tuscola team to an 8-2 team. And so to me, that is a very broad range.
So yeah, if you look at our team from last year, we had a break, a bend don't break defense. So we had a lot of times where we just needed to get a stop and, we had a man have contact with somebody at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage and it ended up being a 5 or 6 yard gain. Everybody was where they were supposed to be. And at the end of the year, we started to gang tackle a little bit. And that's going to be the big thing, for Tuscola is are we going to be better tacklers this year? Are we going to get around the ball a little more this year? And I think because a lot of those kids are coming back, that's going to happen. And just to say that Ty, Walker was number 3, I think, in the state. He had 144 tackles last year.
Yeah,
that was
incredible. a big year from Ty. And, you know, he missed one game at the East Henderson game.
Did.
He got hurt in the week before, and so he missed that game. But he made up for it in the two
So I think along with Sam and Ty back there and whoever else is spelling those guys, that's going to be a big key for us. They
right.
made a lot of tackles, and we had a lot of, our secondary made a lot of tackles, and you don't want to see that unless it's on the line of scrimmage, and then you got to be careful because someone's going to throw over the top. But our secondary saw a lot of action, and you want to see those linemen and those linebackers and those, outside linebackers. You want those guys to be making the tackles.
Right. And I'm going to throw two names at you that I'm excited this year to see. Henry Spivey for one.
Okay.
And Cameron Frizzell is the other. I'm excited to see those kids, see what they contribute to the team because, I'm telling you what I saw the first night in practice down here and hitting, neither one of them were scared to put their nose in and hit.
So I watched a little bit of the, some film, some highlights online for the North Buncombe scrimmage. It was really hard to tell, North Buncombe, maybe a little down this year, not one of the tougher teams in my opinion, but we looked awful good. I mean, the line looked
right.
really good against North Buncombe, but this is not North Buncombe. It is Robbinsville. They got a couple of big guys there. They graduated all their great linemen they had last year, especially on offense. So I would like to see us dominate the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. That would be that's something good I'd like to see today.
Yeah. And I know, Coach Hawkins is back again this year as the defensive coordinator. And, you know, he does nothing but bring more energy to these kids and builds them up and pumps them ready to go. And, I know he's excited this year to be able to get started on it. So this has been it for the countdown to kickoff. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
You've been listening to the Valley Fire Extinguisher Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you tonight by Valley Fire Extinguisher Service, with over 50 years experience delivering trusted professional fire safety solutions. Call 828-926-2759 or visit valleyfireextinguisherservice.com. Stay tuned. Kickoff is just 15 minutes away. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. It's Tuscola Mountaineers football. Tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Hatton's Towing and Automotive, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Singleton's Automotive, Haywood Farm Bureau, Papertown Equipment Rental, Haywood Ace Hardware, Stevenson's Pest Control, Sorrel's Marathon, Chad McMahon, State Farm Insurance, American Legion Post 47, Forga Contracting, A1 Storage, Ascend Women's Services, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Haywood Community College, Crossroads Ford, S&S Hunting Supplies, Green Brothers Well and Pump, Telco Community Credit Union, Smoky Mountain Foot Clinic, Hoey Welding and Fabrication, Ben's Backdraft Barbecue, Dynamic Advertising, and by Dentistry on Main. Let's go back up to the Forga Contracting Press Box with Branson and Mark.
The Tuscola pregame show's presenting sponsor is Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it and store it when you can rent it? Call Papertown Equipment Rental at 266-0836 for your next project. And Coach E leading in here to the pregame, you know, band already out on the field getting ready to get started. And when they do, we'll break away for a quick commercial for the national anthem. But leading into tonight, you know, I think you've got to have a heavy dose of Sam Trantham and fill it in with Ty Walker, because Ty is your leader on defense. So yes, you've got to give him a little bit of break on offense. But on the opposite side of it, if you're going to feed Sam, you're going to have to give him a little bit of a breather and get a blow right there on defense as well.
Right. And so, knowing Jonathan Crompton, he is going to throw the ball somewhere at some time. And that running game is just going to set up that play action pass or that quick hitter. You know, we had a pretty complex passing offense last year. When it was clicking, it was difficult to stop. But I'm really interested to see what Coach Crompton has up his sleeve for a passing game.
And, you know, everybody's like, well, can Sam catch? I'm like, yeah, he can catch. But, you know, last year I think he had 70 yards. So he had over 1,500 yards all-purpose. And with that 1,450, the crazy thing is he's got two more years on varsity.
That's right.
And he could break the all-time rushing record.
So all the good backs are coming back except for Pope from Pisgah. North Henderson has one. Brevard has one. Franklin has one. So this is going to be a running back heavy conference. It's a tough conference.
It's extremely tough conference. And, you know, I look forward, you know, we'll have North Henderson here in a few weeks. It's hard to believe. So,
We'll be starting conference play.
I know.
Well, the color guard's coming out. I just want to say this right now that they're going to have a golf tournament. So if you would go to, look up for Tuscola ROTC and look up their golf tournament to help them raise money. And the color guard tonight, they always do such a good job, is Cadet Master Sergeant Casey Robertson, Senior Airman Carter Sunshow, Cadet Staff Sergeant Aura, Cadet Senior Airman Luke Branks. I always tell Sergeant Robertson I'm going to give them a shout-out. And Tyler Reese's band's getting a little bigger this year. It looks like the Tuscola Mountaineers have a big group of students, and so does the band. Everything's looking up, man.
That's right. So they're getting ready to do the national anthem, doing a moment of silence right now. And we are going to step away for the national anthem. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Haywood EMC, your local electric cooperative, is proud to support our community students and student athletes through education grants, college scholarships, athletic camp scholarships, and much more. To learn about Haywood EMC's work in our community as well as future opportunities for your student or student athlete, visit haywoodemc.com/community. Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mountain Credit Union builds strong communities. Hey everybody, it's Mary Carswell from Mountain Credit Union. At Mountain Credit Union, we believe strong communities start with people helping people. That's why we've spent more than 60 years serving the families, businesses, and communities of Western North Carolina. From checking accounts and mortgages to business accounts and digital services, we are here to provide trusted guidance and local service you can count on. Mountain Credit Union, investing in our communities and the people who make them thrive. Visit us online, stop by one of our local branches, or learn more at mountaincu.org. Equal housing lender, insured by NCUA.
Haywood Community College, your hometown path to an associate's degree or certification. With over 30 programs and four brand new options, small classes, and credits that can transfer to a four-year university, HCC keeps you local, saving you time and money. With HCC's tuition-free guarantee for Haywood County school grads, you could attend college at low or no cost. Kick off your future today. Visit haywood.edu to learn more and register.
You're listening to Tuscola Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forget Contract and Press Box here at C. Weatherby Stadium. And it is the 90th anniversary. You're going to hear that a lot this year, especially when we're at home, Coach, because it's a special time. And like you said, you know, C. Weatherby was meant a lot to this whole community.
He had 271 wins. I think he coached for 27 years. He ended up being a principal. And like I said, they named the stadium after him finally in 1972, but he was coaching back there in 1936. I think he started in 1929. So Tuscola recently had their 100-year anniversary in 2022, but this field was built, the stadium, with WPA money during the Depression. So that's why it's such a big deal.
Right. And, you know, we were sitting here, and we always take advantage of the sites that we see. Because I don't think there's another more beautiful stadium in the state than what we see at 7:30 right here. Of course, there's, you know, a lot of people have made comments that, you know, Pisgah and Asheville High School, a lot of those and stuff. But I'm always going to be partial here.
Well, we're watching the sunset over the Plot Balsams and Mount Lynn Lowry back there on the other side of Jackson County and Scotts Creek. It's just a beautiful, beautiful setting.
It is. And, you know, looking forward to, Coach, to see you. We'll be doing a little bit of traveling this year. Of course, next week will be Cherokee. Following week will be our first game. We'll be heading to South
Caldwell County.
Yeah, Caldwell. So,
we'll have a 2-hour road trip. We expect everybody to be there. If not, you can listen to us on the radio.
Exactly. And, we hope you do. And, we hope you enjoy, what you hear from us. You know, we want to be your eyes and, hear what we see and I hope we fulfill that.
I hope we're doing it justice. And if you guys have a complaint, I'll give you Branson's number. So since he is the voice of the Mountaineers, he can take all the heat. But, you know, shout out to a lot of people here. Sergeant Robertson, the ROTC, Tyler Reese and the Tuscola Band, Carrie Setzer and the cheerleaders, and Jennifer Smathers has her leadership team. It's a blackout night tonight. All the students are in black, and it takes a lot for the Mountaineers to get going here other than the players and the coaches. So there's a lot going on besides, football. There's a lot that makes this a football game. So we're blessed to have a band and cheerleaders and the students and the ROTC to help us out.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of the kids are, you know, going back, they went back to school this week and, you know, of course Monday was a, early dismissal day, but then they got back into the rhythm on Tuesday. And, you know, I know that, Coach Casey or Casey Connor, the principal, has done a fabulous job welcoming all the kids back. And, I know, my wife, she's enjoyed being back this week and, they've, had an awesome time getting back into that rhythm.
I talked to Casey earlier and he said it's been a really good start of the school year. Everybody's getting ready for a big school year. So I'm excited. It's a good student. I'm a little disappointed right now. The number of fans in the stands, the students have a big crowd. So, most of you guys are probably finishing up supper, just getting ready to come down here. There's a couple of seats left for you, so come on out.
That's absolutely. So, let's talk about the line, Coach. And, those are always the biggest part, that always goes unnoticed.
Right.
But needs probably the biggest recognition because we go as they go. And I know
we talk about skilled players and linemen, but linemen are skilled players. They have to have skills. And, I think the best thing for us is we had a whole year last year, most of those guys coming back and they got better and they got better and they got better. There's a big difference between running the ball and passing the ball and what you want to do as you're blocking. So every now and then when we were passing the ball, somebody would come on through clean. We cleaned a lot of that up. So for me, I'm hopeful that we're not having to clean up a lot on the lines. And that's, I think that's a huge key for us this year, the defensive and the offensive line. It's going to make the difference for us in a very, very tough conference.
Absolutely. And, our captains are out right now. It's going to be Ty Walker, Elijah Pruitt, Isaiah Height, and Sam Trantham. And of course, coach, that's going to be the heart and soul of our offense right there. And, on defense as well. So all four are going to be playing roles on both sides of the ball. Looking forward to seeing how Sam takes that first handoff because he's an elusive runner. He looks like he's taken off, but Sam's one of those that he waits and he wants that physicality of hitting you head on.
But then he accelerates.
And he accelerates like you wouldn't believe.
So he's fast. He's quick. He's crafty and he will snot bubble you, as Coach Brooks used to say.
Yeah. That's a word that you don't hear very often anymore is snot bubble. Of course, now you can't really hear it that much because everybody's worried about concussions and stuff, and that could happen. So,
and plus, it's probably unsanitary in these days of disease. So try to keep the snot where it belongs. Looks like Luke Green's out there for Robbinsville. And, of course, they'd have to wear numbers I can't see with my glasses. Number 24, Benton Gibby's out there as well.
I believe Braylon Green's one of them. Or right. Blevin, excuse me.
Braylon Blevins. And most of these guys are new now. Robbinsville played the state championship game and they graduated 18 people. So this is a very, very, very young team. Coach Lucas Ford in his second year, he's a longtime assistant coach and went to Robbinsville High School, is very up on his team. He said he had a good summer practice. The kids have stepped up to take the place of the people who had graduated. They're down a little bit. They're under 30 people though on the team. So their numbers are a little bit lower this year, but it doesn't matter. Robbinsville has always been a tough team. It looks like we are going to receive the ball. And, that means of course that Robbinsville will kick off and we will receive the ball on the frog level end. And we'll be running the ball toward Hazelwood, or as I like to say on your radio dial, Tuscola will be moving from the right to the left or on your streaming device.
We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
When I found out I was pregnant, I honestly didn't know what to do. I felt scared and completely alone. But then I called Ascend Women's Center. They listened, like really listened. No judgment, just support. They helped me breathe again, and I finally had confidence to make an empowered choice.
Find support in Asheville and Waynesville. Call 828-252-1306 or visit ascendwc.org.
The perfect wood smoke. The perfect seasoning. The perfect amount of time. Ben's Backdraft Barbecue has done all that and achieved the perfect barbecue. How do you improve on that? You put wheels on it. Look for the Ben's Backdraft Barbecue truck near you. Find it and you'll find perfectly smoked pork, brisket, ribs, and chicken, and home-style sides. Look for Ben's Backdraft Barbecue food truck near you. Get details on Facebook.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
This is Tuscola Football. Let's go back to the Forca Contracting Press Box with Branson and Mark.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace. And speaking of Haywood Ace, our keys of the game are sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware, the helpful place that helps you take care of all the things in and around your house, located on Delwood Road in Waynesville.
All right, here we go. There's the kickoff. The ball's kicked down to the 10-yard line, and it looks like it's going to be Isaiah Height with the ball. He has the ball on the 15-yard line, makes a move to the 20. He cuts outside and almost breaks away. That was going to be a big run, maybe a touchdown, but he's tackled on the 20-yard line. Not a bad return. That was a good kickoff, and we're going to see what the Mountaineers are going to have on offense. We're going to start on our 21-yard line, first and 10. Mountaineers in all black with gold numbers and a black helmet, and Robbinsville is in all white with white helmet, gray pants, and black numbers. That is the Brooke Nickel fashion hour. She needed to know what the teams looked like. I guess we all did. All right. Here we go.
And coach, I'm going to say my Haywood Ace Hardware is going to be right here. If it's a first handoff to Sam, we got to have a heavy dose of Sam Trantham.
All right. Two receivers to the left hand side. The ball is indeed going to Sam Trantham. He's hit on the 20 yard line, breaks a tackle out to the 25, a gain of 5, a great effort of running. A little bit of leakage there on the line of scrimmage. It looked like a little trap play, but Sam shook that tackle, put his head down, and it's going to be 2nd and 5 on the 27-yard line.
Good job by Sam right there. He snuck his way through, coach, and it wasn't one of those where he busted through that hole. He just took his time, and he got it looked like closer to 6 out of it.
Right. Body on a body, 2nd down and 4 from the 32-yard line. We're going to have two receivers to the right-hand side, a wingman on the left, and the pistol formation, and that's a – ball faked off. He's going to drop back to pass. He's looking deep. He's got a man open.
Got a man.
And it overs. Fingertips on the 34-yard line of Robbinsville. They are sucked down in. They had pretty good coverage, but that was probably for, was that to
Elijah Pruitt?
Elijah Pruitt. He ran right by everybody. It wasn't bad coverage. They got 8 guys in the box to stop the run.
The Tuscola pregame's presenting sponsor had been Papertown Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why build it and store it when you can rent it? Call Papertown Equipment Rental at 266-0836 for your next project.
Two running backs back there with a quarterback. Here's a snap. The ball is given to Sam Trantham. He's hit behind the line of scrimmage. Keeps moving.
Look at that.
He's got a first down. He's out to the 35-yard line. That's good, hard running. There was a body on the body, and it looks like the Mountaineers are going to have a first down on the 35-yard line.
And that's a Stevenson Pest Control first down, isn't it?
That's right. That's supposed to be my job, Stevenson's Pest Control. Most trusted pest control name in and around Haywood County. Call to schedule a free pest inspection, 421-0845. Let them help you say no to bugs. All right, thank you. That's my job. I'm supposed to do that. All right, three receivers on the left-hand side. It's heavy stacked right there. Sam Trantham to the right of the quarterback in a pistol formation. It's a really tight formation. Hand off to Sam Trantham. He goes around the corner. No, that's Ty Walker. He's still moving his speed. He gets close to a first down. That was Ty Walker who had the ball. Gained 9 yards. It's going to be 2nd down and 1 with the ball on the 44-yard line. Ty Walker giving Sam a break.
And that's a changeup that Tuscola is going to need. The hard running by Sam and then that flash run by Ty Walker right there. You know, a lot of the days back, in the early 2000s, it was thunder and lightning with Ron Dane and Tiki Barber. And so kind of reminds you of that.
That was just a block down. Everybody blocked down the kick out, and Ty found a hole here. Here's the snap once again. Sam Trantham has the ball for the first down. He's at the 50-yard line. We're getting 5 or 6 yards a chunk, and that's what we want to see.
And, you know, last year when we were in Robbinsville, when we started running the ball, those defensive linemen, they were starting to get gassed real quick, had the hands on their hips. And right now we're going straight to it first thing in the game.
So Elijah Hyatt's at quarterback right now, and he's just giving the ball to Sam or Ty. That was a great job by the offensive line. And the ball's at midfield. It's 1st down. And 10 for the Mountaineers. Ty Walker goes in motion to the right-hand side. Here's the snap. The ball's there. Looks like a little bit of motion there. They're going to stop the play, and indeed it is. And that is a flag on the play. The flag on the play field is sponsored by Sorrell's Marathon, your one-stop place for everything from auto repairs and service to gas and groceries. Located at 3796 Jay Creek Road in Waynesville. And that's Mike Sorrell's place. Go to Sorrell's Marathon for everything you need.
And Tuscola football on WPTL is sponsored by North Carolina Farm Bureau, Stevenson Pest Control, Ascend Women's Services, Green Brothers Well and Pump, and by A1 Storage.
So that's a 5-yard penalty. It puts the ball back on the Tuscola 45-yard line. Going to make it first down in 15. It looks like Robbinsville has got four men down. They got four men down and eight men on the line of scrimmage around the box. And there's another flag on the play. It looks like this time it is going to be a legal procedure once again. We didn't talk about this much in the pregame show, but we had a propensity our first game to shoot ourselves in the foot, didn't we?
Well, you know, after these first four or five plays, we've done really good driving the ball. But back-to-back plays right here puts us in a hole at first and 20. And
so that's another,
not how you want
right.
to start.
That's another marathon flag on the play, Sarles Marathon, out there on Jay Creek. We hope to mention his name a lot only if Robbinsville is making the penalties, not for the Mountaineers. So we got to clean that up. It's going to be first down and 20, a long way to go. Four receivers to the right, three receivers to the right-hand side. The ball is handed to Sam Trantham. He cuts up the middle for a small gain of about 3 yards. And still, even with a first and 20, looks like the Robbinsville Black Knights are really stacking the box, aren't they?
They are, and he's still getting yardage, so looked like
got about 4 yards.
4 yards right there.
Second down and 16 with the ball on the 44-yard line for the Mountaineers. They were just cruising on cruise control right there. 9 minutes left in this first quarter of play. They're running the ball, so the clock moves faster. Isaiah Hyatt looks to the sideline and gets a signal. And there's a timeout on the play. Looks like an equipment.
Yeah, it looked like a kid had lost his helmet.
Yeah, Elijah Kirkland, number 12 for the Black Knights, had lost his helmet, so he has to come out for a play.
That offensive line by Tuscola, led by John Marshall Smith, Nick Masser, Everett Masser, Luke Johnson.
All right, three receivers left-hand side, one to the right. The ball's going to be handed off this time to Ty Walker. He makes a little quick step, gets some good yardage, about 6 yards, which is going to make it third down and 10.
Gets us back to that original line of scrimmage.
Right, so let's see what Coach Crompton has for a third and long play. That's the situation we want to stay out of. If you're going to be a running team, it's going to be pretty difficult. A good time to throw a screen or a play-action pass right here. Let's see what Robbinsville dials up on defense.
I always like those screen plays, Coach. I'm not going to lie.
Well, if you got Ty Walker in there, that's a great person to throw it
to.
You're
exactly right.
And we've had multiple formations, so it makes it hard on your secondary. We're going to have three receivers to the left, and they're tight. They're bunched tight, and everybody's still in the box here. Man goes in motion to the right-hand side. That's John Hanson. Here's the snap. It's going to be a quarterback keeper to the right-hand side. He misses a few tackles, only gains a yard. That was a run all the way. And there are 11 Robbinsville players on the line of scrimmage, aren't there?
Looked like a missed assignment right there because had they been picked up, looked like Isaiah had a good run around him right there.
They got a good room to run. They're going to try to go around the corner because everybody was tight. And Sam Trantham will be punting. We've got three guys running downfield on the right-hand side. Got one man deep for Robbinsville. He's down there on the 17-yard line. It's a high snap. Sam gets it. Boots the ball. It's a low line drive kit. Fair catch. And the ball is cunked on the 18-yard line. That was a good catch by number one, it looks like, and number two, Tucker Jones. And the Mountaineers will go on defense for the first time in 2026.
And we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
This year, as America celebrates 250 years of freedom, Mike's Heating and Cooling is honoring the heroes who protect it every day. Veterans, active military, law enforcement, first responders, EMTs, paramedics, and nurses can receive $250 off a qualifying new HVAC system installation. It's our way of saying thank you for your courage, sacrifice, and service to our communities and our country. Call Mike's Heating and Cooling today at 828-665-4343 or visit mikesheatingandcooling.com. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Quality, comfort, reliability. God bless our heroes and God bless America. This is Mountaineer Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forger Contract and Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware.
Well, we looked away for just a minute, and Robbinsville tried to run to the right-hand side. It didn't work. That was a loss on the play. So now it's second down and 12 from the 18-yard line of Tuscola.
That was a big hit by Everett Masser.
There's another man on the play, and I'm going to tell you what. We talked about this earlier. There are five black shirts around the ball. Robbinsville tries to run the ball to the right-hand side and out of that power eye look, and they don't get very much. It's going to be third down and 11. And that's what we want to see the other team in.
And, Coach, you know, you go away 30 years, 40 years, the one thing y'all always were teaching us, and it's still true today, get to the ball, gang tackle, get to the ball, rally there and make a play. And so far, the first two plays, the Mountaineers have done that, makes it a long, third and 10.5 yards right here.
All right. Robbinsville in the pistol formation, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Here's a snap. He drops back to pass. Look, rolls. There's a ball out in the flat.
Oh man.
I'm going to tell you what, if that ball hawk Elijah Pruitt would have turned his head on a swivel, he would have had a pick six. Not a bad play. It was not going to get a first down. But that's okay. The Mountaineers have a great, great first series.
Good three and out start defensively.
It's going to be fourth down and 11. The ball is on the 18-yard line. It looks like Elijah Pruitt's going to be deep. He's standing at midfield. He'll be on the 45-yard line. Robbinsville has a gunner to the right and one to the left. Two guys wide that we're going to have to cover. They're looking to the sideline. It's taking a long time. Here's the snap for it.
That's a high snap. The ball's over his head.
And he still gets it off, and it's a great punt. Fair catch. Oh, that was by Elijah Pruitt. But that ball went over his head. We didn't have anybody rushing. He actually kicked that ball from the end zone. Could have been a disaster. It ended up being a 32-yard punt. And that worked out good for Robbinsville, but we still have really good field position, Branson.
We do, and I tell you right now, a lot of the times you need some of the breaks in the game. That could have been a big break for Tuscola right there, and we could have scored.
Right, the officials are taking a timeout right now. I'm not sure why.
Well, they did. He pointed to the shoulders, which makes it an official timeout.
Right.
But I don't know what.
I thought he waved his hands and said it was a timeout Robbinsville. It looks like he waved his hands, timeout Robbinsville. And he's talking to the Robbinsville coach, Lucas Ford, about what's going on. The teams are coming back out. Did they give a timeout?
No, they're going to keep the ball where Elijah Fair caught it.
All right. Well, as you know, the referees also have to work out their kinks the first game of the season. So here we go again. The Mountaineers stopped themselves. They were just running down the field 5 yards a clip. We'll see what they come out with here now. Back where they had the ball when they had the punt. The ball's on the 49-yard line of the Mountaineers. Two receivers to the left-hand side, one to the right. We got a slot man also to the right-hand side. We're in that pistol formation where the running back is right next to the quarterback. Man goes in motion. The ball is handed off to Ty Walker. He's got a lot of room to run. He cuts to the outside. He's down to the 40-yard line. Cuts back in. Down to the 35. What a nice piece of running by Ty Walker.
Ty had some good field vision right there, Coach. He looked like he wanted to cut in. Made the smart move by cutting out. Gained an extra 5 yards.
And we talked about our linemen have to block. But I'm going to tell you what. All of our receivers right there had a hat on a body. And that gave Ty Walker an opportunity to dance around and find a hole. That was a great gain, 15-yard gain by Ty Walker.
And that's going to keep us on this side of the field that we need to stay on.
Right, down the 35-yard line. There's three receivers tight to the right-hand side. The ball is given. It's going to be reversed.
Oh, nice.
He jumps over. That's number 7. He runs to the outside. He runs out of room. He stiffs arm a guy, and he gets about 3 yards. That was blown up from the beginning because the Robbinsville Black Knights were blitzing and coming. And Elijah Pruitt somehow dodged a 5-yard loss and got something out of it. It didn't look very good from the start, did it?
It didn't, but I tell you right now that once he got the ball handed off to Sam and he pitched it over to Elijah,
right,
he still had that defensive line and that defensive front flowing over
that
towards
way.
Their sideways. And
just had a little penetration.
Yeah.
All right, that makes it a 2nd down and 8 with the ball on the 33-yard line. The Mountaineers once again in a tight formation with three receivers on the right-hand side, one to the left, and there's another flag on the play. It looks like it's going to be another offsides this time.
We'll take it.
That's right. So Mike Sorrells, there's a flag on the play, and that's sponsored by Sorrells Marathon, and we like those kind of flags. And there'll be a 5-yard penalty assessed against the Robbinsville Black Knights. They jumped. That's going to make it 2nd down and short. 2nd down and about 4 yards. The ball now. 2nd down and 3 with the ball on the 28-yard line of the Mountaineers. Once again, the Mountaineers, and they're all black with the yellow numbers and black helmets, and they're moving toward Hazelwood, and that's what Coach Weatherby would say. This field used to be slanted. We want to be running toward Hazelwood in the fourth quarter. Right now, it's flatter. They fixed that. We're still headed that way as the sun's setting in this beautiful view right here at Weatherby Stadium. It's like a blitz is coming. Everybody's on the line of scrimmage. The ball is handed off to number 44.
That's Chase Smalley.
The first time Chase Smalley has gotten into the game. If he could have broken through there, That would have been a big game because they had eight guys coming on the line of scrimmage.
And I tell you right now, John Marshall Smith and Luke Johnson did a great job giving him a crease right there because those linebackers were coming hard in that B gap.
Right. Well,
and
it was second and short. Now it's third and short. It's third and one. The ball is on the 26-yard line. Mountaineers on the move, 26 yards to go to pay dirt. Once again in that pistol formation, here's the snap. And it's going to be a quarterback keeper to the right-hand side. He cuts to the right, cuts to the left, down to the 20-yard line. He had a lot of room to wiggle. That's a good gain of about 8 yards. They're going to get inside the 20-yard line. We're in the red zone for the first time in 2026. First and 10 for the 19.
And the Mountaineers are in the Hatton Towing offensive red zone, sponsored by Hatton's Towing. From roadside assistance, lockout service, and safe, damage-free towing. When you need help, call 641-1476.
4 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first quarter of play. It's the second possession for the Mountaineers. And when you run the ball like this, time flies. Time flies when you're having fun, Coach Brooks used to say. You know, 3 1/3 yards in a cloud of dust. All right, new formation here. Two receivers split to the right side, wide, too tight to the left in that pistol formation. Sam gets the ball. He cuts back to the right-hand side. He's still on his feet inside the 15, down to the 12. That's a nifty piece of running right there.
He did a good job sneaking through there and getting up there to the 12-yard line because, Coach, they did a good job right there. That offensive scheme that he just showed spread everybody out, made them be honest and go with those two receivers and that tight end, and he just split the middle.
That's right. And so we had a body on a body, and now it's going to be
– had another foul on looks like Robbinsville.
I didn't see that. That's a Sarles marathon flag on the play one more time. It was a face mask.
Face mask.
So face mask, I looked away for a second. You can't do that in this game, even though they're running. Usually when they're running their plays in and signaling them in with that shotgun or pistol formation, you don't have time to catch your breath. All right, clock's running with 3:35 left in the first period of play. The Mountaineers are now inside the 10 down to the 6-yard line. First and goal for the 6. Let's see who's going to make the first touchdown for the Mountaineers in this 2026 season. Robbinsville looks like they're still in that four man down front. With four linebackers, it's eight in the box. The safeties are creeping up. We've got one man split to the right, tight formations to the left with three receivers. The quarterback keeper, he's got the ball down to the 5. Not much room, down to the 4. Got about 2 yards that time. Isaiah Hyatt stuck his head down, and Robbinsville did a good job getting low and busting through. That was just a straight isolation play. Sam leading the way. Didn't get much out of it. Going to be 2nd and 4 from the 4-yard line. 2nd and goal from the 4.
Did a good job protecting the ball, too, because they had a couple defenders come in behind him trying to pull the ball out.
Hold on to the ball. No mistakes. If we, you know, don't turn the ball over. That's always a big key for the Mountaineers and cause some turnovers. All right, so now we're spread out here on the 4-yard line. One receiver wide to the right, one to the left. Sam Trentham on the left-hand side of Elijah. Well, as I hear you go, Sam gets the ball. He's going to run. He's running hard. He's still got his feet moving down to the 2. It was a good job of tackling, but Sam got down to inside the 2. It's going to be 3rd down and 2 yards to go. 3rd and goal on the 2-yard line, excuse me. It's a good job running by Sam. He tried to spin out of that, but it's a good tackle by Robbinsville. I have a little trouble seeing those black numbers on those white jerseys with my old eyes. But I can see the Mountaineers right now. Isaiah Hyatt's back there, and it looks like there's going to be a timeout.
Robbinsville.
They're going to talk about it to try to hold the Mountaineers here on a 3rd and goal from the 2.
This timeout on the field is sponsored by Haywood Farm Bureau. Looking for insurance coverage in Haywood County? Contact Haywood Farm Bureau at 452-1425, your local insurance professionals. Coach, this has been a good drive right here. Last two drives, honestly, for Tuscola, getting a good start now. The two penalties pushing us back to, you know,
make
it 1st and 20, that was hard because it took us 3 plays to get up to that, back to that original line of scrimmage.
Well, you know, in another year, we would have probably thrown the ball on a 2nd and 20 or 3rd and 20, but Coach Crompton right now is sticking to this running game. It's tried and true. I think he feels like our defense is pretty good and that we could hold Robbinsville this year. So last year we got punched in the mouth. We went to Robbinsville.
Right.
And we didn't have an answer. I think Coach Hawkins did a good job of remedying that at halftime. I don't know what was said, but the kids came out with a better idea of what they were supposed to do, and they did what they were supposed to do. Now they're doing that today. All right, here we go. 1:52 left in the first quarter of the play. Mountaineers knocking on the door on the 2-yard line. Very tight set. Two wings to the left. He's going to keep the ball, and he is in for a touchdown. And that is Isaiah Hyde on a quarterback keeper running behind Sam Trantham. That whole line, they had moved everybody into the end zone. That was just great blocking by everybody. Touchdown, Isaiah Hyde. And that is a State Farm Insurance agent, Chad McMahon, touchdown. Call Chad at 452-0567 for all your insurance needs. And I think that is Cole Rudd kicking now. The ball is down. It is up. It's a little bit low, but it doesn't matter. It goes to the uprights, and that's the first extra point of the year. Good job by Cole Rudd. 7-0. Mountaineers on top.
Mountaineers taking a 7-0 lead here in the first quarter. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Flat tire? Oil light on? Don't sweat it. Hatton's Tire and Auto has you covered. Swing by 2690 Asheville Highway, your one-stop shop for tires. New, repaired, rotated, or balanced. Got a compact car or a big truck? They handle them all. Oil change due? Check engine light got you worried? Their crews keep you safe and rolling fast. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. Weekends by appointment. They work around your schedule. Drive in today or call 492-0102. Hatton's Tire and Auto, where your ride gets the VIP treatment. More Tuscola football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Mountaineers take an early 7-0 lead here in the first quarter. Kickoff.
Cole Rudd kicks that ball high in the air down to the 20. That's Samuel Wachacha running still to the outside. He gets down to the 35-yard line. That was just, we kicked the ball into a dead spot. Robinson did a great job of blocking the first line of men down, and that was Samuel Wachacha taking the ball in the 20 for a 15-yard return out to the 35-yard line. Not a bad starting position, actually 34-yard line. For the Robbinsville Black Knights. Black Knights in all white with their, black stripes down their pants and, black numbers on their jerseys and white helmets. They've got two receivers out to the left hand side. They're now in a, wing T formation, quarterback under center. Here's the snap. It's going to be a, isolation out to the left hand side. That is number 4, Cameron Allison on the carry. And it looks like who made that stop, Branson?
That looked to be number 0.
Of course, Ty Walker, 144 tackles, I think number 3 in the state last year. Of course it was Ty, with 3 other Mountaineers reaching him there. That was a little kick-out block, guard pulling, and it was pretty good line play. It was only a gain of, actually it's a loss of 1 yard, so it's going to be second down and 11. The linebackers in the line are doing a good job of penetrating right there. So Robbinsville's going back to a regular under center snap. They come up quickly to the line of scrimmage in a single eye back formation. Two receivers to the right and a wingman to the right as well. Quarterback under center. Here's the snap. It's going to be a pass. It's going to be a quick pass to the outside. And that is number 7. A man who has a nose for the ball. Elijah Pruitt coming up from his safety position to make a tackle of a 5-yard loss. What a beautiful play that was.
That was a great play by Elijah. He sniffed that out and took off and busted it right there at the line of scrimmage.
Right, that was that quick hitting screen to the outside, and Elijah came up from his position and made a great tackle. He, what is it Coach Crompton said? He has a nose for the ball, that kid does. He is a ball hawk.
You're exactly right.
All right, 3rd and 16 for the 29-yard line. The Mountaineers are playing. It looks like maybe a man coverage. There are two receivers to the left, a wingman to the left. It's going to be a counterplay to the left-hand side, and it's stopped back by number 32. What a great play by Ty Lucas, who came through the line of scrimmage for another loss. I don't believe Robbinsville has minus 20 yards right now on offense.
I'll be honest with you, Coach. The way that we've played the last two series on defense, I guarantee you Coach Hawkins has been licking chops since June.
Right. He probably showed that the film of the first half from last year. Well, folks, that's the end of the first quarter of play. The Mountaineers are up 7-0 and looking great on offense and defense.
And we're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union was built for your financial journey. Hey everybody, it's Mary Carswell from Mountain Credit Union. For more than 60 years, Mountain Credit Union has been helping Western North Carolina families reach their financial goals. Whether you're opening your first account, buying a vehicle, purchasing a home, or planning for what's next, we're here to help you at every step along the trail. With local service, personalized support, and financial solutions designed around your needs, we are committed to helping you succeed. Mountain Credit Union, your credit union, your trail, our community. Visit us online, stop by one of our local branches, or learn more at mountaincu.org. Equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
Tuscola football continues on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Ford Contract and Press Box here at CU Weatherby Stadium, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Start of the second quarter, Mountaineers leading 7-0.
I believe that's Elijah Pruitt back deep on his own 40-yard line as Robinsville gets ready to punt from their own 27. There's the snap. It's a good snap this time. It's a low line drive. It's a good one to return. It takes a bounce. He's going to pick it up, steps away,
yeah,
which is a good
smart move.
Smart move. He thought about trying to pick it up on the run, but that did not happen. So the Mountaineers are going to have the ball on their own 37-yard line. Not a bad place to start. We're getting some fist bumps here through the window. It's kind of like a drive-through window here. If you ever come to the stadium, people come up and give us their orders. What a beautiful night for football, folks. If you've been here before, the clouds are starting to roll in over there at the top of the plot, Balsams, and over from Mount Lynn, Lowry, across the way from the west end of the stadium. It's awfully cool tonight. It's probably in the 70s, not too hot like it was when the game started. A big crowd now. They sort of rolled in here now, and it's a different kind of football they're looking at. Mountaineers are just taking the ball and trying to run it down the throat of the Robinsville Black Knights. And we're ready to go right here. Three receivers on the left-hand side in a tight formation. The man moves to the right. Here's the snap. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. That's Elijah. He's got side of the 40. He's into the 45. Almost a first down, a gain of 9. That was Isaiah Hyde. Excuse me. I always get Isaiah and Elijah confused. They're the same kind of athletes. They got the same speed. They're lanky.
And it doesn't help 1-7 and
number seven and eight. I can't count, but that is our quarterback. He probably will be all year. That is Isaiah Hyatt. He's number 8. And he's back there. And that was a great run. It was a first down indeed. They gave him 10 yards. So it'll be first and 10 for the Mountaineers on the 47-yard line.
And you know, that first pass back that he threw back in the early in the first was a good pass. Just a little off. And you've got those first game jitters.
You do. And he's probably not used to playing quarterback. I don't even think it was the backup quarterback last year, was he?
You're exactly right.
So this is new for him. All right, tight formation, right hand side. They're going to give the ball this time to Sam Trantham. He picks his feet up, and that's probably a short gain of 3. Good job by Robbinsville. They're trying to stop the run now. And I see we're selling our 50-50 tickets, and I believe that's going to be for one of the cheerleaders, right?
Right.
She is. Oh my gosh, I can't remember her
name. I believe it's Finley.
It is Finley.
She's down east at one of the hospitals, and you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to them,
right?
Because you know that she wants to be here, and
she does.
Just not able to make it.
So the folks are out here, the 50-50. I think those proceeds go to her for this evening. Mountaineers run to the line quickly. 3 receivers to the left-hand side. It's a tight formation, and it looks like there's going to be a timeout for the Mountaineers. Coach Compton didn't like what he saw. We broke the huddle quickly, came into that tight bunch formation, and he called timeout. So
this timeout on the field is sponsored by Haywood Farm Bureau. Looking for insurance coverage in Haywood County? Contact Haywood Farm Bureau at 452-1425, your local insurance professional. And while we're taking this long time out, we're going to step away for a break. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Tuscola Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contract and Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. And Tuscola Football on WPTL is brought to you by Chad McMahon, State Farm Insurance, American Legion Post 47, Champion Credit Union, Forga Contracting, Sarles Marathon, Dynamic Advertising, and by Papertown Equipment Rental.
All right, Tuscola comes back out in this tight formation. They're one man short, so John Hansen comes on. And they're going to actually have a heavy set. Four receivers tight on the left-hand side, second down and seven with the ball at midfield. Sam Tramp to the right-hand side. A man goes into motion. He's going to keep the ball this time. Elijah has it. He cucks. He wiggles. He swerves. He does whatever he can to get down to the 45-yard line. But a flag on the play, that's usually in the area of holding.
You are correct, and I've seen hands come up, and I'm
right.
not sure.
And it's an illegal block in the back that you saw. So that'll be a 10-yard penalty from that spot, pushing the ball back to the 45, making it second down and about 12. We got to mention just say no to bugs. I love that. It's Stevenson's pest control first down the last time that Isaiah Hyatt ran for a first down. So we don't want to miss that. Just say no to bugs. I love it.
And you're listening to AM 1400 WMXF Waynesville.
So it was a good little play. Isaiah Hyatt looking a lot like Ty Walker on there. He was just dipping and dodging like a dodgeball. Dip, duck, dodge, dodge. Whatever he said. All right. Two receivers to the left-hand side, one to the right. Here's the ball. Faked his ham. He's going to be a pass deep. He's wide open. Can he get it to him? He just overthrew that. He definitely had a little adrenaline there. But it looked like Elijah Pruitt had two steps on the defenders, and he just needed to relax a little bit, put some air under that, and lay that in there to his – he is wide open. Robbinsville does not care about the pass, do they?
And I tell you, Coach, the way it looked like that corner and safety both were converging in on Elijah right there. So that may not have been a bad throw at all. Just throw it over right. So it's not a chance for an interception.
Well, Coach Crompton is not going to go away from that big play, is he? And I'm going to tell you what, I would assume we have a lot of these. He's running on the field right now, looking at Isaiah Hyatt. There's 9 seconds on the clock. Let's see if we get a playoff. 7, 6, 5. They hustle the line of scrimmage. It's going to be third down and 12 with the ball on the 44-yard line. 1. He just gets it off. It's going to be a quick pass to number 7. He's moving around to the 50. He gets out to Robbinsville territory in the 49-yard line. Again, about 6, but it's going to be fourth down and about 6 yards to go. Will the Mountaineers punt, or will they go for it? Elijah Pruitt did a good job, just like Isaiah Hyatt does or Ty Walker. He's shifty on his feet, isn't he?
He is, and that was just a quick throw right there, trying to catch Robbinsville off kilter right there.
Robbinsville did a good job. They stopped him. And Sam Trampin drops back the punt on his 40-yard line, takes his time. It's a big booming kick, fair catch. The ball is caught on the 8-yard line. He probably had time to run that, but it's early in the season. He probably should have. Either way, the Mountaineers have the Black Knights pinned back on their own 7-yard line.
And the Mountaineers are in the Singleton Tire and Defensive Service defensive red zone. It's sponsored by Singleton's Tire and Service, family-owned auto repair and tire shop, providing complete vehicle care. Call 456-7292 when your car needs repair.
All right, it's going to be first down for the Black Knights right now. And you might say that Tuscola has dominated this game, and then you turn up and look at the scoreboard, and it's just 7-0, right? So we need a stop and a score here. Definitely that's what we're looking at. But anyway, Robbinsville has two receivers on the right-hand side, quarterbacks under center this time in an I formation. It's going to be a counter play, a quick hitter up the middle. He gets about 2 yards, and that's about it. Man, the Mountaineers look good on the front, don't they?
They are, and they're playing at home. And, you know, and I know that's what Coach Hawkins has told them. Is like, listen, when it comes to this, you know, this Robbinsville offense, whether they run the counter or whatever they do, you've got to stay at home. You can't get sucked in. You can't get where you're going to get turned out.
The Mountaineers are controlling a line of scrimmage right now, and they're playing good defense, good gap coverage, good responsibilities. This time we're going to be in that pistol formation. Two receivers to the left tight, one wide to the right. He's going to drop back, roll out to the right-hand side. There's good pressure on the quarterback. He cuts back. He escapes a tackle. He's on the 10-yard line. Now the 15 cuts back to the 20, and a good tackle that time by the Mountaineers. That was number 20. Is that number 25? Yeah, 25 that was. That was Noah Burgess who came up and made that tackle. But it was a good gain of about 10 yards, which puts the ball first down on the 21. So we had him stop. We lost a little bit of contain right there. That's going to happen when you get aggressive. You start running towards the quarterback. So a good play by the quarterback for Robbinsville. So Robbinsville comes back again in that pistol formation. The quarterback is deep. I believe that's Tucker Jones. Two receivers on the right-hand side. One to the left. He goes in motion to the right-hand side. There's trips there. Going to be a counter play back this way. The Mountaineers are ready for it. Oh, what a nifty run right there. A nice move by number 24, Luke Green. And who made that tackle? Was that Ty Walker?
That was Ty Walker.
And Ty Walker picked him up and had a few words to say to him afterwards. That's okay. It's football. He just probably said, hello. I'll be back to see you in a minute. That's what Bear Bryant used to say, pick him up and say, I'll be back to see you in a minute. All right, that makes it second and 10, just a gain of two with the ball on a 23-yard line. The Mountaineers looking good right here. Two receivers tight to the left-hand side. Now he goes over the right-hand side. One split to the left and the right. Man goes in motion. Heavy receivers on the right-hand side. Here's the snap. He's going to roll out to the right-hand side. It's going to be quick hitter.
Here it is.
Oh, my gosh,
Noah Burgess.
Noah Burgess had a pick six. And I think he was looking at the end zone. He was running down to Panacea untouched if he would have caught that ball.
Oh, man, he had that sniffed out and had played it perfect that line off.
The Mountaineers did a good job right there. But anyway, it's going to be third down and about eight with the ball on the 23-yard line. I'm going to tell you what, man, he played that perfectly. So that was a quick pass. You know, that receiver's going to run that a little bit flatter. He ran it a little bit too deep, and that was just perfect for Burgess to pick off. So he wish he would have that one back again, right?
You're right. And, the quarterback, he didn't put no air under it either.
Nope.
So he didn't help himself.
He did not.
It
was a quick toss. All right. Third and long. Let's see what the Mountaineers have dialed up here. They've got three man down. They're pretty tight. Going to be dropped back. Two receivers to the right. It's going to be
a screen
in the middle. And he was throwing it as a jump screen to somebody, and nobody wanted to catch that ball. I didn't see who it was on the line of scrimmage, but they hit somebody. If they'd have looked up, he might have had another pick six. But either way, it was a crazy play that turned out good for the Mountaineers, and so Robbinsville is forced to punt.
There again, that defensive line stayed at home and didn't get pressed or, get fooled into pressing up the field and stayed at home, so good job.
Elijah Pruitt deep on his own 45-yard line. Robbinsville back to punt. Here's the snap. It's snapped to him. It's a good snap. It's a low line drive kid. This time he's going to field the ball on the 47-yard line. He's going to cut to that right-hand side. He's on the 40, and he runs out of bounds. That was a good job by Elijah Pruitt, about 15 yards. It looks like we have a player that's down, hobbled a little bit. That looks like number 25, Noah Burgess.
I got to get him off, get him healed up real quick.
It looks like he has a left ankle injury right there. He was blocking on that play. That was a good little run by Elijah. He got about 15 yards on that. Just cut to the outside. He gets this great field position. We're on the 39-yard line of Robbinsville with 8:02 left in the second period of play. The Mountaineers headed toward Frog Level or headed to the – they're going left to right on your streaming device or your radio dial. And the Mountaineers come out with two wingbacks on the left, three receivers on the left and one to the right. And the balls will be handed to Sam Trantham. He cuts to the outside. The Robbinsville's all over it, but somehow he gets three yards, maybe two. That play was dead in the water, but Sam got two out of it.
Yeah, they had two defenders come up, meet him at the line of scrimmage, and he still got 3 yards out of it.
That's right.
That's the type of runner that Sam is. And, man, how lucky are we to have him for this year and next year?
And already Robbinsville's sort of acting a little tired with their hands on their hips because – they don't have many players. Most of these guys go both ways, and the Mountaineers have been taking it to them. But once again, it is just 7-0 with the Mountaineers dominating the game. We really need to score right here. All right, second down and 8 yards from the 33-yard line of the Mountaineers. Here's the snap. Sam Trantham has the ball. He runs up the middle. He's got room to run. He's out to the 30.
There he goes.
Cuts outside. He's on the 25. He almost broke that tackle for a touchdown. That was about a 12-yard gain. Sam just stood up and – I was waiting for Branson to say, run, Sam, run. And that was the kind of play. He almost broke that for a touchdown. He's on the 24-yard line right now. So it's going to be first down. That was a Stevenson's Pest Control first down. Just help them say no to bugs.
And listen, you've got to keep – listen, like you said, now they're starting to rotate some of those guys in on the defensive line for smaller guys. You've got to keep – the pedal down. You've got to keep pounding.
That's what the Panthers say, right? Keep pounding if you're a Carolina Panthers fan. And it looks like that's what the Mountaineers are going to do. So two receivers out to the right-hand side. Two wingbacks to the left-hand side. Sam Trantham back there. No, that's Ty Walker. And it's going to be timeout for the Mountaineers. We're not lined up in the right place. Jonathan Crompton has very creative offenses. And I do not think we have seen the same formation that we're running these plays out of. And so that's really hard to do for your players to be in the right place at the right time. And you get a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of motion. We have tight bunches with three receivers on one side. We'll have wide splits, two receivers split wide out, and one guy tight with three receivers on that side. A lot of motion. And to confuse the defense, we're not using those guys to block right now. A lot of times that motion guy will come in and he'll be your extra blocker. But the Mountaineers seem to suffice enough right now by just coming off the ball, putting a hat on the hat, and letting the running back find a hole or the quarterback find a hole.
Yeah, and this time out on the field is sponsored by Haywood Farm Bureau. Looking for insurance coverage in Haywood County? Contact Haywood Farm Bureau at 452-1425, your local insurance professionals.
I must say I'm a little more relaxed with this kind of offense than we were last year, where right now we've already had six or seven possessions. This is just the third possession for the Mountaineers. All right. Two receivers to the right. The man moves up on the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be a quarterback keeper this time. He cuts to the outside. He's going to break it. He's down to the 20-yard line. It looked like there was a good possibility here, and I believe there is a flag on the play. A lot of yellow laundry. Let's see what that is. I missed the initial signal. He's going over to talk to the defense, which is not good for us.
I really like a face mask, but I'm like you, I'm afraid they're going to get us for holding.
Yeah,
possibly.
It looks that way. That's a flag on the field sponsored by Sorrell's Marathon, your one-stop place for everything from auto repairs and service to gas and groceries.
Man, it was holding.
It was a holding. So once again, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. That puts us way behind the sticks. It's going to be that holding was behind the line of scrimmage. So that was at the line of scrimmage. So it's going to be first down and 20 with the ball on the 34-yard line. 6:25 left. The quarter's going fast. We really need to score here. We need a two-touchdown cushion at least. Robbinsville hasn't shown much offense, but you never know. All right. Two receivers on the right-hand side. There's the fake. He's going to look deep. There's a slant pass wide open.
Nice.
That is thrown to number seven.
Elijah Pruitt.
It was a great – there's just one man on the route. It was a slant to the dead area. He threw that ball right on the money, zipped it right in there. Big gain of about 15 yards. That puts us in the red zone. It's going to be second down and five with the ball in the 19-yard line.
And I got to credit Isaiah right there because that was a good play action right there.
It was.
Made it look like he was handing off to Sam and then just hit Elijah on that.
Well, the secondary was standing still, so all Elijah had to do was just find that hole, and that ball was zipped right there. All right, second down and five. Two men split to the left-hand side, two tights to the right. Sam Trentham on the left-hand side. He's going to get the ball, run up the middle. And that's got to be Ty. That wasn't Sam. It looked like Ty because he took a second to find the hole.
He made that crease happen, then he hit it.
And then he hit it hard. And that is a first down, a gain of five. That puts us down into the 12-yard line. First and 10 from the 12-yard line.
And the Mountaineers are in the Hatton Towing offensive red zone, sponsored by Hatton's Towing and from Roadside Assistance, Lockout Service, and Safe Damage-Free Towing. When you need help, call 641-1476.
That was a Stevenson's Pest Control first down. Help them just say no to bugs. All right, very tight formation here. Three receivers bunched very tight. Pistol formation to the left, and Sam is going to get the ball. Let's see, he's going to try to cut to the outside. He's got a little bit of run to run. He cuts down inside. He's out of the 10. He's on the
go,
five.
Sam.
He's still
go,
running.
Sam.
Go, Sam.
Atta kid.
There you go. Branson Reese gets to say go, Sam, as he scoots in a 12-yard gain for a touchdown. That is a State Farm Insurance agent, Chad McMahon.
Oh, it's coming back.
Back down. Oh, no. I got too excited there.
I think they're going to have – we got holding against us. But what a run right there, because he was corralled behind the line of scrimmage and made something happen.
He did two or three cuts, and it's going to be another holding. It's going to be a first down in about 20 from the 22-yard line. 5:10 left in the second period of play left in the first half. The Mountaineers have been just running the ball down the throats of Robbinsville. We only have 7 points to show for it. This is a big series right here. All right, two receivers split wide to the left-hand side. Sam Trenton to the left of the quarterback in that pistol formation. He's going to look the throw. It's a tight screen back here. Oh, looks like Ty Walker has the ball. He's got room to run. He cuts to the outside. He's down to the 10-yard line. Almost broke that for a touchdown. What a nifty run by Ty Walker. And a gain of about 12 yards on the play. It's going to be second down and eight with the ball on the 10-yard line.
Just past that original line of scrimmage right there.
Right. Well, they did. I thought they would have marked the ball down on the 10, but they marked it on the 12. So it was a gain of 10. Nifty play. Second down and 10 with the ball on the 12-yard line. Mountaineers are knocking on the door with 4:40 left to play. Plenty of time on the clock. Last year, the Mountaineers would take it down to 1 or 2 seconds. This year, they're getting up and getting the playoff with about 10 seconds left. All right, two receivers to the left-hand side, two bunch to the right. So it'll be a handoff to Sam Trantham, and he runs up the middle. He gets down to about the 8-yard line. That was a good run of about 4 yards. That's going to make it third down now and about 6 or 7. Inside the 10, the ball is on the 9-yard line. So the Mountaineers need to come up with something. I believe it's going to be 2-down territory, don't you?
I was getting ready to say the same thing because right now, getting late in this game, right here before the half, the problem is Robbinsville get the ball to start the second
That's
half.
Right.
So you need to score right here, at least put some kind of points on the board.
So Robbinsville only had the ball 3 times. I think they might have minus 20 yards of total offense. Come to the line quickly. Power formation. Bunch receivers, 3 to the right, and it looks like somebody's jumped. It's either offsides or illegal procedure, and it looks like it's going to be a timeout. Robbinsville, it's none of the above.
Mm.
So I should have picked C on that multiple choice test.
And this timeout on the field is sponsored by Haywood Farm Bureau. Looking for insurance coverage in Haywood County? Contact Haywood Farm Bureau at 452-1425, your local insurance professionals.
All right, so we got a timeout on the field right now. The Mountaineers knocking on the door once again. So I believe we've had the ball 4 times, and they've had it 3. We've had 2 punts and 1 touchdown. Robbinsville has minus 20 yards. So if you're looking for offense, we've got it on the ground. I guarantee you we have over 100 yards on the ground already.
Well, it's a tale of two halves right here because last year Robbinsville was pounding the ball, pounding the ball, pounding the ball. This year they didn't get their first down until right there in the second quarter.
That's right. And that was on the quarterback was under pressure, and he made a nifty run to do that. So, you know, it wasn't a busted play. It was just a good play by their quarterback. We had a good defense. And, you know, we've had two opportunities for pick sixes, too.
Right.
Like to have those back. All right, so here we go. The Mountaineers now in a third down situation with the ball on the 9-yard line. Two receivers to the left-hand side. They're wide, too tight to the right. We've had that familiar. It's a counter play. And the quarterback's
nice
going to keep
keeper.
It. He makes a cut. He's down to the 5. He rolls around down to about the 3-yard line, about a yard short. That was a nifty run. I hate to say nifty, but we're nifty. We're nifty tonight, people. Live with it. All right. I say all right. Number 8, he rolled out of a tackle, and he got 3 extra yards. It makes it 4th down. And 1 with the ball on the 3-yard line. They've got to get to the 2. Time running down, 3 minutes and 16 seconds. I think we have all of our timeouts, don't we, Branson?
We've used a couple of them. So
we have.
Maybe down to 1. Right now, I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't try to freeze them right here and get them to jump off sides to get that first down right here.
All right, we got 3 receivers tight to the right-hand side in that pistol formation. There's a handoff. The quarterback's going to keep it. He's running up the middle, and it looks like he got in. No, he is just short inside the 1-yard line. That was a keeper by Isaiah Hyatt. He just ran that ball, stuck his head down. That was no nifty run there, was it, buddy?
No, that was a hard-nosed running right there. Gives us the first down, though, 1st and goal on the 1.
1st and goal on the 1, and this would be a great time for the Mountaineers to redo that touchdown Sam Trantham had after that holding call. So the Mountaineers, once again, they have 3 receivers, 3 wingbacks tight to the right-hand side. The quarterback's going to give the ball to Sam Trantham, which is a great idea. And he is just going to run into the end zone, stand up, and throw the ball back to the referee. That was almost like, you know, hey, I'm just going to run it in. No big deal. He ran. Some guy tried to tackle him. He stood him up. He said, thanks for trying to tackle me, and came off. All right. Great touchdown. 13-0 now.
Great touchdown for the Mountaineers.
Jake. Or Cole Rudd in for the extra point. There's a lot of pressure in there. He gets the ball up. I'm going to tell you what. It was not high, and it was not quick. It went through the uprights, and it is 1 point. Great job by Cole Rudd. That makes it 14-0 with 2:29 remaining in the first half of play.
We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
This is Tuscola Football. Let's go back to the Forca Contracting Press Box with Branson and Mark.
Coming to you live from the Forca Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Mountaineers leading 14-0 here late in the second quarter.
Well, it's exactly what we needed, wasn't it?
We needed that score right there, especially going into halftime.
All right, Cole Rudd kicking the ball, and he kicks it high. And this time it's a short squibber, a pooch kick to the 35-yard line. Robbinsville fields the ball. That is number 11, Ethan Cheekily. He got about 2 yards, so it's not bad starting position for the Mountaineers. I mean, excuse me, for the Black Knights of Robbinsville. They'll start on their own 37-yard line with not much time to go. They have not had any offense to say, and the Mountaineers don't need to be sleeping right here. I'm sure Robbinsville will try to run the ball. They don't want to make any mistakes. They'll go into the locker room happy with a 14-0 deficit. And here comes the ball from the Robbinsville sideline. It's going to be put down on the 37-yard line. Robbinsville has three receivers to the right-hand side, one split out to the left. In that pistol formation where the running back is even with the quarterback, about 5 yards behind the center.
Oh.
And it looks like we jumped offside. That was not what we needed right there. And it gives Robbinsville a chance to maybe toss the ball down the field a little bit. You never know right here. But that was an offside penalty. And that is a flag on the field sponsored by Sorrell's Marathon. Once again, we don't like – go to Sorrell's Marathon. We don't like to say it at one of our penalties, though. I'm okay. I can see that. Okay, he's out to the right-hand side. He sprints to the right. No pass. It looks like there's a holding flag on the play, but the Mountaineers are there. They're driving him back 10 yards to the 30-yard line. I didn't hear a whistle, so that's not a penalty. It should have called the whistle, but they did not. And it's probably a holding, and it is. Which should take the ball back 10 yards with 2:17 left. I would assume they would take it to push them back to about the 35-yard line. And that's exactly what's going to happen.
And that'll, with it being a dead ball foul right there.
Stop the clock. So
yep.
So it's still first down, folks. The ball's going back and forth. That's another flag on the field sponsored by Sorrell's Marathon. And those are the ones, Mike, that we like to plug your place for because it's against Robbinsville. Mike Sorrell's a longtime announcer and longtime Mountaineer fan here. Don't know if he's listening in. He probably is. He broadcast for many years. I would listen to him. All right. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. The ball is snapped. A quick handoff. He's going to bounce outside. Oh, he just runs outside to the 35, down to the 40. Not a bad gain. A gain of 5. He got 5 yards back. And I believe that slipped the tackle of maybe that was number, was that number 50 or 52?
That was, number 50, John Marshall Smith.
Oh, that was John Marshall Smith. They don't have him on my roster, but I know who
they,
he is.
They've got him on 33 there, but he's having to play offense tonight, so they give him, he's one of those of men of many colors,
men of many numbers, actually. All right, it's going to be second down and 9. The clock's rolling with 1:45. One receiver split way out to the right-hand side, two tight to the left. Pistol formation, one running back in the backfield next to the quarterback. Man goes in motion to the right-hand side. It's going to be a counterplay. The quarterback looks for someone to run. There's nowhere to go. And there are people all over him, Mountaineers all over him that time.
Good job by Luke Johnson right there.
Right there. Looked like Jake Sutton was on that tackle, too. A lot of penetration by that defensive line. It's going to be third down. Now, and about 9 yards to go. If the Mountaineers have a timeout, they might want to use it on the next play.
Everett Messer coming in to rest John Marshall Smith right here. So,
you know, we have that capability this year. We have lots of good linemen that we can do that. And
exactly.
I think that will help us because last year we had a little wore down when you had all these good running backs just pounding at us in the fourth quarter. I think this year, I mean, I'm really feeling good so far. It's just one half, right?
Right.
So we'll see. There's a long season to go, but I'm much happier today than I was last year at this time.
You are correct.
All right. One receiver to the right-hand side, and there is a flag on the play. And what would it be coming from deep there? Is it a legal shift, a legal procedure? It is timeout, Robbinsville.
Timeout. So,
but there is a flag on the play. Are they talking about this? Was there a penalty before? And they're all pointing at something. They're pointing toward Giles Chemical. So maybe the play clock is winding down.
This timeout on the field is sponsored by Haywood Farm Bureau. Looking for insurance coverage in Haywood County? Contact Haywood Farm Bureau at 452-1425. Your local insurance professionals.
All right, 43 seconds on the clock. It's going to be third down in the 39-yard line of Robbinsville. If we could stop them here, we might have about 30-something seconds on the clock. Get the punt. Take that down to inside 30 seconds. Maybe time for one play with a good return. There's always a shot right here. The first snap by Robbinsville was pretty bad. We didn't have anybody rushing. Might be a good time to rush the punter. The last two have been pretty good.
Well, the thing about this right here, though, too, Coach, if he throws it and it's incomplete, they're going to stop the clock. So I anticipate him trying to run, at least try to get out of this half.
They will. They'll probably run a screen or a draw right here. They got two receivers on the right-hand side, one on the left. He's going to drop back.
He is going to throw.
He's going to throw. Rolls out the right-hand side. He's going to throw it deep, deep, deep. He's looking. And the ball should have been intercepted. They were fighting for that ball. If that were last year, we would have gotten a penalty on the offense for that. But that didn't happen. Good defense. Out there. Was that number 11 or number 12 or 21? Oh gosh. Etheridge, get some glass. It's going to be a long year if I can't see out there. That was a Tuscola Mountaineer player breaking that play up. And we have 36 seconds left on the clock, and that looks like number 7. Elijah Pruitt down on his 25-yard line. Mountaineers are back looking for a fake play. This is looking like they're going to put any pressure on right here. Here's the snap. It's a good snap, and here's the kick. It's a high kick. Elijah has to move to the left-hand side, and that ball's bouncing. It's bouncing inside the 10. It's bouncing down to the 5, and the clock's running. It's going to be downed on the 4-yard line with 22 seconds. It looked like Elijah just couldn't get to that ball. It was punted out to the left-hand side. If he'd have caught that on the fly, he would have room to run down the sideline, but that was awful risky, so he just let it go.
Right.
No sense in that right now. So another thing, these guys are pretty heady, aren't they, after playing for 2 or 3 years of varsity football?
They are. And, you know, like I said, I would anticipate probably a kneel down right here, possibly with that much time, take them on into half.
It makes a lot of sense. There's a chairman of the school board, Chuck Francis. I still do work for the county at the Haywood Community Learning Center, so I have to wave to my boss every now and then. Also my neighbor. So being friendly to my neighbor. And you're exactly right. Once again, Branson Reese, his football powers of prognostication are right on. You know, former coach himself at Tuscola High School, so it's not his first time around the block. The teams are leaving the field. The clock's running down to 10. So that's going to take us to halftime with the Mountaineers in a 14-0 lead. Not spectacular, but we'll take it.
As we go to commercial right here, Tuscola leading 14-0 as they go to the half. You're listening to Tuscola.
Haywood EMC, your local electric cooperative, is proud to support our community students and student athletes through education grants, college scholarships, athletic camp scholarships, and much more. To learn about Haywood EMC's work in our community as well as future opportunities for your student or student athlete, visit haywoodemc.com/community.
This is Mountaineer Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Every great season starts from the ground up with healthy feet and ankles. Whether you're chasing touchdowns, cheering, running, or hiking, injuries can happen. When they do, trust the specialists at Smoky Mountain Foot and Ankle Clinic. From sprains and fractures to heel pain and sports injuries, our experienced team helps athletes of all ages get back in the game fast. Schedule your appointment today at SmokyMountainFootClinic.com. We keep Western North Carolina moving, proudly supporting our student athletes.
Tuscola football continues on.
Planning your next hunt? Get geared up at S&S Hunting Supplies in Canton. Whether you're preparing for deer or turkey season, training your hunting dogs, or heading into the great outdoors, S&S Hunting Supplies has the gear and dog supplies you need. Stop by S&S Hunting Supplies at 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton and get ready for your next adventure. S&S Hunting Supplies is your local source for hunting gear and dog supplies. Stop by 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton. S&S Hunting Supplies. Gear up, get outdoors, and hunt with confidence. If you're ready to purchase a house or finally tackle those big projects in your current home, Telco Community Credit Union is here to help you get started. Telco offers competitive rates, fast local decisions, and experienced loan officers who take the time to find the best options that fit your needs. No pressure, no runaround. Just straightforward guidance every step of the way. Visit us in Waynesville at 370 North Main Street. Telco, where members matter.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started.
When I found out I was pregnant, I honestly didn't know what to do. I felt scared and completely alone. But then I called Ascend Women's Center. They listened, like really listened. No judgment, just support. They helped me breathe again, and I finally had confidence to make an empowered choice.
Find support in Asheville and Waynesville. Call 828-252-1306 or visit ascendwc.org.
This year, as America celebrates 250 years of freedom, Mike's Heating and Cooling is honoring the heroes who protect it every day. Veterans, active military, law enforcement, first responders, EMTs, paramedics, and nurses can receive $250 off a qualifying new HVAC system installation. It's our way of saying thank you for your courage, sacrifice, and service to our communities and our country. Call Mike's Heating and Cooling today at 828-665-4344. Or visit mikesheatingandcooling.com. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Quality, comfort, reliability. God bless our heroes and God bless America.
Haywood EMC, your local electric cooperative, is proud to support our community students and student athletes through education grants, college scholarships, athletic camp scholarships, and much more. To learn about Haywood EMC's work in our community as well as future opportunities for your student or student athlete, visit haywoodemc.com/community.
Haywood Community College, your hometown path to an associate's degree or certification. With over 30 programs and 4 brand new options, small classes, and credits that can transfer to a 4-year university, HCC keeps you local, saving you time and money. With HCC's tuition-free guarantee for Haywood County school grads, you could attend college at low or no cost. Kick off your future today. Visit haywood.edu to learn more and register.
More Tuscola football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Tuscola football on WPTL is sponsored by Hatton's Towing, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Haywood EMC, Singleton's Automotive, Mountain Credit Union, Dentistry on Main, and by Haywood Community College. Mountaineers leading 14-0 here at the half, and the Tuscola halftime's presenting sponsor is Green Brothers Well and Pump. Since 1945, Green Brothers has provided well drilling, well repair, and solar pump services with weekday and on-call weekend services available. And Coach, a little different look from last year.
It was, but it's exactly what we talked about, how we'd probably put the ball on the ground. And quite honestly, Tuscola has dominated the game up front on both sides of the ball.
I would dare say that Sam's very close to 100 yards already here right at halftime because some of the runs, and he definitely would on that one that they got called back. But hey, there was holding, had to come back, but we still scored.
Right.
And, but I tell you right now, it's been a good job. It's been a good mixture between Sam, Ty Walker and keeping, you know, and handing off or as a keeper for
and Isaiah running the ball. Exactly. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something else too. If we're going to work on that, you got eight guys up in the box and those three defenders are up tight. We have a Elijah Pruitt wide open streaking down the middle of the field twice. We couldn't hit him. So I'm impressed that this might be what we're going to have to do now. So in Robbinsville's defense, they're a little bit young. This is a new team and the Mountaineers are taking advantage of that right now. And I'm going to tell you what, the line is playing great.
They are.
They are coming off the ball. They're doing what they're supposed to do. And the running backs are running hard. The quarterback's running hard. And on defense, I like what I see. They're not giving Robbinsville any room to breathe.
No, only one first down here in the whole first half.
Right.
And to me, that's impressive just because last year how the game started and it was, you know, it was
they
in
were
their
running
face.
It well.
Yeah, they were running it very well against
Well, they had some bigger linemen and a bigger running back, and that was their power team. And Robbinsville's still going to do that. But nonetheless, not to take anything away from Tuscola, they look really good.
Well, and you know, not taking anything away from Robbinsville as well. They'll be strong in their conference again this year.
Right.
You know, they are year in and year out. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of like the schools at Asheville and the Reynolds. You know, they don't have down years. They reload.
And what a tough conference too. You've got Cherokee who's always good, but you got Swain and you've got Murphy. That's just a tough, tough conference. Just like our conference.
Right.
You know, it's a 5A, 4A conference and we had, out of the eight teams, six went to the playoffs.
Right.
You know, 3 and 4A and 3 and 5A. Speaking of that, I don't know if it's a good time, but I got some scores to report if you'd like to hear them. I know you're interested. North Buncombe is beating our next opponent, Cherokee, 21-14.
Oh, close
in
game.
In the second quarter, right. West Caldwell and South Caldwell will play them in a couple of weeks, 0-0 in the first quarter. Mountain Heritage, 24, Pisgah, 28 in the second quarter. That's going to be a
wow, that's a high-scoring game right there.
Franklin beating Murphy, 28-0. That's a shocker to me. Franklin's good and Murphy's good, but is Franklin that good? Maybe so. Smoky Mountain, 28, and Swain, 0. Another shocker because Swain was supposed to have a good team this year. Robbinsville and Tuscola, of course, 14-0. East Henderson and Hendersonville, 0-0 at the first quarter. And A.C. Reynolds and Brevard, a big game there, 0-0. In the first quarter, Enka's beating North 14-0. And last night, West Henderson beat Irwin 34-21. Irwin's a pretty good team, so that bodes well for West Henderson. Their quarterback he was in on all four touchdowns running and passing. So it's a tough conference, isn't it?
We are in a tough conference. And to be honest with you, all the conferences around here are the way they were realigned. They're all tough. And, you know, I look forward to when we do step into, you know, competition against those, you know, because the first thing we do is we hit, you know, North Henderson. Then we'll have to turn around and play, you know, I believe it's West Henderson as well, you know. And like you said, West picking up a win last night against Irwin and, you know, pretty good Irwin team.
Right. Irwin was supposed to be one of the top teams in that division over in Asheville.
Right. And right now, it's for years, year in and year out, it's always been Reynolds. You know, Asheville will sneak in there,
right.
But then Reynolds will be back on top of it again. But then you look, and then T.C. Robertson last year,
yep.
last
year.
Couple of years have been really strong.
So that's a tough, tough conference. And so we have to worry about our conference right now because it looks pretty good.
We are going to be stacked. You know, in the like you said, Franklin, that's one of those teams that worries me because Garrett Young, that running back they
yes.
got, is strong.
And the kid from North, he runs
right.
the ball well. So that's what we're going to have to stop. That's what I want to see, a quality team. Now, we go to South Caldwell. South Caldwell didn't finish too well last year, but if you remember, they had the ball the entire first quarter. And we stopped him on the 1 yard line and
right.
then the game was over after that. But I'm not seeing Robbinsville have that same success they did. Teams had success getting 5 or 6 yards at a clip with us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what really hurt us. I think we've worked on that. I don't think that'll happen this year, but of course, some of these teams are a better caliber than Robbinsville. Once again, not to take anything against Robbinsville, 14 time state champions. It just looked like they're learning right now. It's a very young team.
You're right. And, you know, I want to say this defensive line play tonight has been 10 times what it was last
right.
year.
They're
not, I guess I always used to see a lot of players, you know, they would sell out and playing a lot of me football, but these guys have bought in.
It looks
to
like they're
Coach
playing
Hawkins
assignment
and,
football. So they're, exactly. They're hitting a man at the line of scrimmage. They've got a gap. They're getting rid of them and moving to the ball.
Right. And there's a lot of gang tackling going
right,
on out
there's
there.
There's nowhere for those guys to go. They're not running like a man up the field. They're not getting blown off the ball. They're not on roller skates. So, you know, that's a good sign right now. So we're saying this with a 14-0 lead. We'll see what Robbinsville does when they come back. But they just don't look like they have that firepower. They can't throw the ball down the field. They don't have a running back that's really, really, really elusive. That quarterback runs the ball pretty good, though.
He does.
I will say that. So good start for the Mountaineers. I don't know if we have time to talk about the other teams that are going on.
Let's take our first commercial break right here at halftime. But
That's why you're the producer.
Mountaineers leading 14-0 right now. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
For dependable water well and pump service in Western North Carolina, trust the family that's been doing it since 1945. Green Brothers Well and Pump. For three generations, Green Brothers has provided water well drilling, geothermal drilling, pump installation and repair, plus hand pump and solar-powered pump systems. Need service? Their certified technicians work hard to get your water flowing again, often the same day, including weekend on-call service. Green Brothers Well and Pump. Serving Western North Carolina since 1945. Experience you can trust, service you can count on. Call Green Brothers Well and Pump at 648-3170.
Planning your next hunt? Get geared up at S&S Hunting Supplies in Canton. Whether you're preparing for deer or turkey season, training your hunting dogs, or heading into the great outdoors, S&S Hunting Supplies has the gear and dog supplies you need. Stop by S&S Hunting Supplies at 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton and get ready for your next adventure. S&S Hunting Supplies is your local source for hunting gear and dog supplies. Stop by 1207 Pisgah Drive in Canton. S&S Hunting Supplies. Gear up. Get outdoors and hunt with confidence.
Are you paying a high interest rate on your auto loan? Telco Community Credit Union has saved members thousands of dollars just by bringing their loan over. At Telco, you could save up to 2%. That means lower monthly payments and more money staying right where it belongs, in your pocket. And the best part? We make refinancing simple and offer 90 days with no payments. Stop by our branch in Waynesville at 370 North Main Street for full details. Don't settle for a high rate. Refinance today with Telco, where members matter.
Every great season starts from the ground up with healthy feet and ankles. Whether you're chasing touchdowns, cheering, running, or hiking, injuries can happen. When they do, trust the specialists at Smoky Mountain Foot and Ankle Clinic. From sprains and fractures to heel pain and sports injuries, our experienced team helps athletes of all ages get back in the game fast. Schedule your appointment today at SmokyMountainFootClinic.com. We keep Western North Carolina moving, proudly supporting our student athletes.
This year, as America celebrates 250 years of freedom, Mike's Heating and Cooling is honoring the heroes who protect it every day. Veterans, active military, law enforcement, first responders, EMTs, paramedics, and nurses can receive $250 off a qualifying new HVAC system installation. It's our way of saying thank you for your courage, sacrifice, and service to our communities and our country. Call Mike's Heating and Cooling today at 828-665-4343 or visit MikesHeatingAndCooling.com. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Quality, comfort, reliability. God bless our heroes and God bless America.
Tuscola football continues on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Mountaineers leading 14-0 here at the half. And Coach, what were you saying before we went off?
That was a long time ago. So I was going to say that Tyler Reese and the Tuscola band, the name of this year's show is Spark of Genius. The show follows the physical brain process and how ideas are born. That's why I did not understand the halftime show. But they're hosting the Sounds of the Music exhibition here at CE Weatherby Stadium, and it's 90th year, people, on September 15th at 6 o'clock. So come out and support them. And you have to also go online to Blue Ridge Bombers Golf and support our ROTC in the golf tournament. They will be playing at Maggie Valley Country Club September 19th. I was going to say that the Tuscola Mountaineers are off to a good start in a lot of the sports. The soccer team is 2-1. They lost to North Buncombe. The volleyball's off to a 3-1 start. They beat North Henderson, and they're 1-0 in the conference. The women's golf team won this week, and it looks like they had a second, third, and fourth place golfer. They're looking really, really good. And the cross country team, they're running every week somewhere. Yeah. So the boys and girls cross country teams are doing really well. So it looks like Tuscola High School has got the band going on, the ROTC going on, the cheerleaders going on, and all the other sports going on. It looks like the football Mountaineers are filling right in there with the rest of them with a commanding 14-0 lead here at halftime.
All right, we're going to step away for our last break during halftime. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Flat tire? Oil light on? Don't sweat it. Hatton's Tire and Auto has you covered. Swing by 2690 Asheville Highway, your one-stop shop for tires. New, repaired, rotated, or balanced. Got a compact car or a big truck? They handle them all. Oil change due? Check engine light got you worried? Their crews keep you safe and rolling fast. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. Weekends by appointment. They work around your schedule. Drive in today or call 492-0102. Hatton's Tire and Auto, where your ride gets the VIP treatment. At Dentistry on Main, Dr. Amy Perlow is committed to providing you with a superior dental care experience. Our patient-centered approach ensures you receive personalized, compassionate, and honest care you can trust. From preventative and restorative dentistry to extractions and dentures, our comprehensive services cater to all your family's dental needs. Call 424-9642 to experience the difference at Dentistry on Main.
Haywood EMC, your local electric cooperative, is proud to support our community students and student-athletes through education grants, college scholarships, athletic camp scholarships, and much more. To learn about Haywood EMC's work in our community as well as future opportunities for your student or student-athlete, visit haywoodemc.com/community.
When I found out I was pregnant, I honestly didn't know what to do. I felt scared and completely alone. But then I called Ascend Women's Center. They listened, like really listened. No judgment, just support. They helped me breathe again, and I finally had confidence to make an empowered choice.
Find support in Asheville and Waynesville. Call 828-252-1306. Or visit ascendwc.org.
Looking for top-notch custom metal work? Look no further than Holybuilt LLC Welding and Fabrication, based right here in Canton. Whether you need railings, gates, stairs, or structural components, they deliver the highest quality craftsmanship tailored just for you. Their services include architectural designs, repair work, mobile welding, and specialized aluminum welding. And rest assured, they're AWS certified, insured, and trusted by the community with 5-star Google ratings. Ready to bring your vision to life? Call Hoeybuilt 582-4091 or visit hoeybuilt.com to learn more.
This is Tuscola Football. Let's go back to the Forca Contracting Press Box with Branson and Mark.
Coming to you live from the Forca Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware, Tuscola, kicking off to Robbinsville.
And that was
14-0 lead.
That was Henry Spivey who put a lick on, Samuel Wachacha. And now so the Mountaineers, are gonna put Robbinsville in the hole again on the 27-yard line. That time it was a straight handoff, a power play with a gain of about 3.5 yards, probably one of the most successful runs. Robbinsville looked a little better there, getting off the ball and coming at, the Mountaineers with an isolation play. So it looks like the Robbinsville Black Knights are going to try to give Tuscola a dose of their own medicine right here.
You're right. Tuscola's halftime show's presenting sponsor has been Green Brothers Well and Pump since 1945. Green Brothers have provided well drilling, well repair, and solar pump services with weekday and on-call weekend services available.
All right, Brandon under center. Brandon Blevins with two split backs in the backfield. He drops back to pass. He looks to throw. It's over the middle. The receiver falls down. I think it was pretty well covered. All the Mountaineers were knocking each other down to get to the ball.
Well, he had to run through three Mountaineers to try to get to the ball, and he failed. So
once again, that's good defense because we're hitting people at the line of scrimmage and not letting them loose. That frees up Ty and Sam to make a lot of tackles.
You're right. Coach, I got a text from Miss Sandy Brooks, and her and Coach Brooks sitting on their lake porch listening to the game tonight down at the lake. So
I just can't see Coach Brooks relaxed on a Friday night sitting there sipping on some iced tea, looking at the lake while we're sitting here at Coach Doug Brooks' field. But he is. But he'd love this kind of football right here, Coach Brooks. Three yards and a cloud of dust. All right, here's the snap. The quarterback runs out to the right-hand side. He's under pressure. He's got a man open in the flat. He gets open for a first down. That was not a good-looking play, but it generated a lot of yardage for the Black Knights. That time, the Mountaineers played the run, and he just snuck out of there.
And that quarterback, Blevins, he did a good job floating that over because he had a defender right there in his face.
He did what he had to do, folks. So Robbinsville's come out to play. They're now on the 41-yard line. That's a first down. They're on their own 41 moving toward Hazelwood. Here's the snap. They pick up the tempo. It's out, giving it outside, a counter play to the right-hand side, a quick hitter, and that's a gain of about five. So the Robbinsville Black Knights look like the Black Knights of old, don't they?
They do, and you know they had to have a little talking to at halftime, and it looks like it showed. Because, listen, a lot of those guys over there, they call Robbinsville Titletown, and they expect it every year.
So Robbinsville's coming up to the line crisply. Wide receiver out to the left-hand side. Man comes in motion left-hand side. There's that same play again, a little track, but a quick counter trap to the right-hand side. With a gain of about two, it's going to make a third down and about four with the ball on the 47 yard line of Robbinsville. And the Robbinsville Black Knights look a little crisper now, don't they, Branson?
They do come out a little energized here at halftime. And I'm sure Coach Lucas Ford got on to them pretty good right there at half. And
all right, so the Mountaineers are in a game right here. This is a great big third down for both teams right here. The Mountaineers have four down linemen. Tight splits here, and it's going to be a handoff to the right-hand side. We had him held up in the backfield, and there are the Mountaineers, five or six guys tackling him at the line of scrimmage. That's going to be a gain of nothing. Fourth down and four. What will the Black Knights do? A gain of one. Fourth down and four with the ball on the 48-yard line. I believe they're going to go for it here. That was a great play. The Mountaineers stepped up right there.
I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't see you never know right here. They may call it a freeze right here.
Then try to make them jump offside.
If they don't call timeout, bring in the punt team.
An offside would be a first down for the Black Knights. They're coming to the line of scrimmage. A receiver split to the left and the right-hand side. The quarterback's under center one more time. Barking signals, taking a long time. He's going to hand the ball off up the middle. He's got room to run, and somebody called timeout, like you said. I believe that somebody got froze there, Branson. It may have been the coach because it looks like Robbinsville had what they wanted. They had a play called. The clock was running out, and it looked like a pretty good play.
It did, and this timeout on the field is sponsored by Haywood Farm Bureau. Looking for insurance coverage in Haywood County? Contact Haywood Farm Bureau at 452-1425, your local insurance professionals. And, Coach, listen, tomorrow is a big day up here at City Weatherby Stadium. The Tuscola Youth Program takes on Bethel. They played Canton last week, and they swept all four games. And tomorrow Bethel comes up here, so it's going to be a big day. Two big weeks for our youth
programs. That's
right.
And if you've never been to watch the Mountaineers or Canton or Bethel play football, it's the real deal, buddy. That's where everything starts. Those guys go at it, don't they?
They do. And I believe I think they start at 4 o'clock tomorrow up here. And they're wanting to pack this house out and back the kids.
All right, Robinson's going for it. They're going to pass the ball. He's looking outside. It's a square out, and the quarterback and the receiver were not on the same page. It looks like it was well covered, and it just looks like Robbinsville does not have the passing game they had last year, does it?
No, it doesn't. But, you know, here's the thing. The way that they were driving the ball,
right.
I don't know if I would have gotten away from that right there because, like we said before, he called that timeout. They could have had a first down because they were rolling that. They were steamrolling that.
Either way, there's a turnover on downs. The Mountaineers get the ball back in Robbinsville territory. If you didn't hear earlier, the Brooke Nickel Fashion Report, Mountaineers are in all black with black helmets and gold numbers. Robbinsville Black Knights are all white with black numbers. Mountaineers have the ball. Three receivers to the right. They're going to just give the ball to Sam Trantham. He looks for a place to run. He cuts to the outside. He's on the 45. Cuts back inside.
Nice cut.
He's down to the 40, and he was one step away from going a long way. 10-yard gain for Sam Trantham. Another first down. That's another Stevenson's Pest Control first down. Let them help you say no to bugs. Trusted pest control name in and around Haywood County. I also forgot to mention it's American Legion extra point. American Legion Post 47 in Waynesville. There for veterans hosting events and creating opportunities. Come visit the American Legion to see about becoming a member. So I hope to mention them a few more times on extra points tonight.
And speaking of Stevenson, his brother Matt, which is over the Waynesville Youth League, sent me a flyer. The Mighty Mites start at 4, Termites at 5, Mites at 6, and the Midgets at 7 tomorrow.
That's a quarterback keeper, and once again, that's that nifty running I talked about, a step to the left, a step to the right. And that is a first down. That will be a Stevenson's Pest Control first down. Or, yes, there's a signal for first down. Nobody's moving the chains. The ball's on the 38-yard line. The Mountaineers picking up where they left off. They're going to stick the ball right down the throat of Robbinsville with some power running.
I really love seeing Chase Smalley out here on the offense for Tuscola. Played a lot of defense last year, a great player. And I'm telling you, it's one of those kids that bulked up in the weight room over the fall and the winter and the spring. And I'm telling you right now, Chase looks good.
Well, we're going to need him. All right, four bunched receivers on the left-hand side. A man, that's Ty Walker, comes in motion to the right in that pistol formation. And there is a stoppage in play. Dead ball, delay a game. We took too long. I was bragging on how fast we got out of the huddle. So we're not looking a little lethargic, but I would say that we don't have the same pace of play as we did in the first half.
Got to keep that energy going and try to keep getting down, because right now with Robbinsville having the ball turned over, you put a – you know, you get
it's a two-score lead. You get a score. It's a one-touchdown game. There's another penalty, speaking of that, and it's going to be a dead ball, a legal procedure against the Mountaineers. So we're back in the hole, just like we talked about. First and 20 with the ball on the 47-yard line, 48-yard line. So right there, the Mountaineers going in the wrong direction. And you know, when you dominate a team in the first half, that's a lesson you have to learn. You had to come back and finish the job in the second half. And it's not that we're playing that bad. Robbinsville has picked up the pace, and we look a little flat right now. All right, Elijah has the ball. He's going to cut to the right-hand side. He's doing that nifty running again. It's good for about 3 or 4 yards. That's going to be a gain of 4. It's going to be second down and about 16 from the 45-yard line of Robbinsville.
Gained a little bit back from that second foul right there. So, if you can get a big play right here, make a manageable third down and try to get that first and keep everything driving, keep the clock rolling. Like I said, that turnover for Tuscola against right here after Robbinsville had it, if you could punch it in and make it a 3-score lead right now,
They're not going to go away, but that gives us a big cushion.
Right.
Elijah Hyatt, or Isaiah Hyatt, comes to the sideline to talk to Coach Crompton. He's going to drop back to throw. He's looking. He's got a lot of room to run, and he's going to be chased down. No, he got out of it. He's down to the 30-yard line. He steps out of bounds on the 27 for a first down. That, I hate to say it, was a nifty move.
That was.
I'm going to get a lot of press on this. I'm going to get a lot of calls. Use another word, but he just outran them. I said, oh, my gosh, he's going to be tackled for a loss. He went around the corner, used those wheels, and a first down for the Mountaineers.
So big play right there. What we said they needed keeps that drive alive right here. Gets us closer to that red zone.
Right. So that is a Stevenson's Pest Control first down. And the Mountaineers have the ball on the 27-yard line, moving toward frog level. Those three bunch receivers to the right-hand side. It's going to be a handoff up the middle. And this is probably the first play that we did not get anything on, and a flag comes in. So this may not bode well for the Mountaineers. That's usually in a holding area.
Verdict is
and
correct.
It is. I'm channeling my inner Branson Reese and prognosticating the calls now. So it's all those years of watching football. When the flag comes from that direction, it's a hold, isn't it?
It is a hold.
All right. Well, we have got about 20 yards of penalties. so far in this series, and we're on the 37-yard line. It's going to be first down and 20 with 6:10 left to go in this third quarter of play. So let's see if the Mountaineers can get out of this hole right now. We've got a different formation now. Wide receiver to the right, two wide, split to the left, still in that pistol formation. A man comes to motion to the right-hand side. Here's the snap. He's going to drop back to pass. He's looking, looking, looking. He's
got him. Got him.
He's got him wide open down to the 10-yard line. It was a great play by Elijah Pruitt to come back to the ball and catch it. That time, Isaiah took his time, put a little air under the ball, and let Elijah run underneath it. And that's what we were talking about when they're looking for the run. Great play, about a 20-yard pass play, putting us in the red zone, inside the 10, first and goal on the 7.
And the Mountaineers are in the Hatton Towing's offensive red zone, sponsored by Hatton's Towing. From roadside assistance, lockout services, and safe damage, free towing. When you need help, call 641-1476.
That was another Stevenson's Pest Control first down. Now in that pistol formation again, Sam Trantham there. He's going to get the ball. He's going to run up the middle. He's tackled by two or three people. And that time, the Robbinsville Black Knights were ready. They may have gotten nothing on that, making it second and goal from the 7-yard line. Maybe the first time Sam has been stopped all day.
You are correct. And they had brought, they were bringing the house right there.
They did, and they will right now. And I mean, I agree, there's nowhere for him to go. So Robbinsville is stepping up right here. They do not want the Mountaineers to score as Isaiah Hyde at the quarterback position. And Sam Trantham on the right-hand side now. There's two receivers split to the left-hand side. And they're going to run the ball. Quarterback keeper to the right-hand side. He cuts to the inside. He's on the 5. He's down to the 4. Once again, that's that little nifty move. A quick stutter step gets him down inside the 4-yard line. It looks like there's a little conversation here with the referees. A flag in the middle. And it's going to be another hold against the Mountaineers. So that's going to take the ball all the way back to the 17-yard line. It's going to be second and goal from the 17, and that's now 30 yards of penalties on this drive that started on the 48-yard line of Robbinsville.
Yeah, and I mean, we're driving, but it's one step forward, three steps back, it seems like today on this drive.
Exactly right. That time we were not nifty enough. And that's the last time I'll use that word. Thank you. He's clapping now at home. All right. We have four receivers bunched to the right-hand side. It's going to be a power sweep to the right-hand side. And that time, Robbinsville ready. That's another loss on the play. Loss of one. It's going to be third down from the 18-yard line now. Robbinsville is ready for that power play. They're just bringing the house, like you said.
Right. And, you know, here's the thing, too, Coach. It's early. It's the early first game of the season. You know both offensive and defensive linemen are gassed right now.
Right.
Because of the play and, you know, not being used to it first game of the year and all that stuff. But right here, you've got to dig down. You've got to find something.
Right.
You've got to drive and push this in. You've got two plays to do it.
Well, so with this running offense, that takes a lot out of you.
Right.
You know, you're just coming off the ball and you're, it's like you're lifting weights every play. All right. Two receivers wide to the left hand side, the ball in 17. It looks like Robbinsville jumped offside. They're doing us a favor. And I'm going to tell you what, Stevenson's Pest Control is happy because this has been a just say no to bugs Stevenson flag quarter. So I'm glad he's paid for this advertisement. And he's a good guy. All right. So that moves the ball now down to the 13-yard line. I'm getting confused. We're moving back and forth and back and forth. In the meantime, it's 4:09 left in this third period of play. The Mountaineers on their black moving toward the frog level with a third and goal from the 13-yard line. Now they've got a wide spread out here. Two receivers wide to the left, one to the right. Still in that pistol formation. A man goes in motion to the right-hand side. Here's the snap. It's a run all the way. It's going to be pitch option.
Nice
Sam
pitch.
Trantham on the 10. He cuts inside. He's down to the 5. That was a good tackle by number 24, Benton Gibby, for the Robbinsville Black Knights to save a touchdown. But Sam Benson was a player from a couple of years ago. That's Sam Trantham. That's getting past my bedtime, people. You have to forgive me. All right, the sun's gone down. Usually I'm in my jammies right about now. There's a big play right now. Fourth down and goal from the 6-yard line, and they're going to go for a field goal.
Cole Rudd.
And that's Cole Rudd right now. Let's see what he's got. Ball's down. Here's the snap. And it's good.
There we go.
That barely got over, but you know what, folks? That is 3 points in the American Legion Post 47 field goal. The American Legion Post 47 in Waynesville. They're here for veterans, hosting events and creating opportunities. Come visit the American Legion to see about becoming a member. And you know what? That's 3 points.
That's right. We're going to step away for a commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio. Mountaineers leading 17-0.
Mountain Credit Union builds strong communities. Hey, everybody, it's Mary Carswell from Mountain Credit Union. At Mountain Credit Union, we believe strong communities start with people helping people. That's why we've spent more than 60 years serving the families, businesses, and communities of Western North Carolina. From checking accounts and mortgages to business accounts and digital services, we are here to provide trusted guidance and local service you can count on. Mountain Credit Union, investing in our communities and the people who make them thrive. Visit us online, stop by one of our local branches, or learn more at mountaincu.org. Equal housing lender, insured by NCUA.
This is Tuscola Football. Let's go back to the Forca Contracting Press Box with Branson and Mark.
Coming to you live from the Forca Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware, and you are listening to AM 1400 WMXF Waynesville.
Cole Rudd taking the ball down to the 20-yard line right now. Robbinsville has it. The Mountaineers are around him. He's trying to cut to the outside. He's got a little bit of room to run. He's on the 35, now on the 40. Cuts back again to the 35. He's down to the 50-yard line. That's a good piece of running right there by Samuel Wachacha. And he was dodging like Elijah Hyatt is, or Isaiah Hyatt is, or like Ty Walker. He was very shifty and hard to get down. So it looks like we were in good position to hold him inside the 30-yard line. Good piece of running by Samuel Wachacha. Like I said, Robbinsville is still here to play. And Cole Rudd, he's got 5 points already for the Mountaineers this year.
Listen, you got to think. Lucas Ford's preaching to them.
Right.
That was a win because it was only 3 points. It wasn't a touchdown that they gave up.
All right. So Robbinsville at midfield right now. They have the ball. It's going to be a handoff to the left-hand side. The Mountaineers are there. Good play by the Mountaineers. Only a gain of 2 yards. Good play by the linebackers. Both Sam and Ty were in on that tackle. The defensive end did what he did, turned that into the inside. And that's a good piece of defense right there. The Mountaineers do not look flat now. They're flying around.
They are flying around on defense. And I tell you, Coach, this was a couple of years ago when D. Walsh was the head coach. They came over here and practiced with us 1 year. And, man, I'm telling you right now, watch these small offensive linemen, the way they pull and hit. These kids better be ready.
All right, we've got five down linemen here ready for the run. It's going to be rolled out to the right-hand side. We got a man wide open, and he just couldn't get it to him. So it was a rollout all the way, and you get a one man out in the pattern for a flag route, a deep out pattern, and it looks like our defender fell down. I couldn't see who that was on the defense right there.
I'm trying to see right now what number he is, because it looked like all he did was slip right out there.
Yes, he did. So the man was wide open, but Robbinsville could just not connect on the pass. So that's going to make it third down and 8 right now with the ball on Tuscola's 49-yard line.
All right, it's Jake Durbin's who that was.
So it looks like he slipped. He was coming up to support the run and forgot that he had another opportunity there. Well, lucky for us, and we'll see if Robbinsville's going to run or pass right here. They've got two backs there in the pistol position, two wide receivers to the right. A man goes in motion to the right. It looks like it's going to be a timeout for Robbinsville. It's a big play for them because there's only 2 minutes and 12 seconds left in the third quarter.
Right.
I believe it's flown by this fast. It's only the third possession of the quarter, so when you're running the ball, that's what happens.
And this timeout on the field is sponsored by Haywood Farm Bureau. Looking for insurance coverage in Haywood County? Contact Haywood Farm Bureau at 452-1425, your local insurance professionals.
Mr. Coben just said hello from Tuscola High School. He's helping with soccer now. He's coached soccer for a long time. Also, on the trivia team at Boujum's, they got to call those people out there listening. Jennifer Smathers, who runs the leadership team. Megan Hyatt, who's in charge of the Envirothon team and the greenhouse. Don Tosh at Central Haywood High School. This is the trivia team. Keith Kloer, who does many different things. And Mary Beth Dorgan, both of her kids came through Tuscola. I've got to mention them because they're listening. And I told them I'd buy them a little something at Boujum for the next trivia night if they told me when I was talking about them. Thank you, Mr. C. All right, third down, three receivers to the right-hand side. The quarterback drops straight back. The man flying down the middle.
Nice interception.
And he's got the ball on the 40-yard line, still running at midfield. Cuts back, and that had to be, I'll bet that was Elijah. Let's see who it was.
I'm getting him up from the field. His jersey's all messed up.
see who it was. Oh, my goodness. We're going to have to find out. We're going to be in trouble.
Oh, that was actually Sam Trantham.
It was Sam Trantham.
Dropped
Sam
back
Trantham
in coverage.
Dropped back in coverage and jumped up. Well, he looked athletic like Elijah, the ball hawk. But Sam Trantham, once again, if he's not punting the ball or running the ball, he's making an interception. Good job by the Mountaineers to get the ball back in a big situation. So now here's where you can really punish Robbinsville for that mistake. We've got the ball in their territory. The ball's on the 43-yard line. Three bunch receivers tight on the left-hand side, and the ball's going to go to Ty Walker. He cuts back. That time, Robbinsville had a lot of penetration right there. The play didn't look good from the start. There were three Black Knights in the backfield. Ty had nowhere to go, and it's a loss of three, making it second down and 13 with the ball on the 47-yard line.
And Ty in there sort of dressed, giving Sam a little breather right there after that interception.
Yeah, that play didn't look good from the start, did it? From the way the ball was handed off to the way the ball, it was blocked. So maybe some miscommunication there. Well, we'll see. Isaiah Hyatt looking to the sideline. Coach Crompton gives him the signals. 10 seconds left on the play clock. Winding down here in the third period, 1:24 left to play. The score 17-0 in favor of the Mountaineers. All right. Two running backs in the backfield. The ball is handed off straight ahead to Sam Champion. Puts it on the ground. It's fumbled and picked up by the Black Knights. They're on the 45. I'll take it back to midfield. I don't think that was that Sam Trantham. I believe it was, wasn't it? Let's take a look. Somebody with good eyes, tell me who was carrying it.
I will believe it was. You were correct.
It is Sam Trantham. That is something you don't see much from him. Looks like he got hit with a helmet right on the hand. He's shaking his hand a little bit. A rare mistake from Sam Trantham. Anyway, Robbinsville with new life, right? 17-0 right now. Robbinsville has the ball on their own 47-yard line with 1:06 left in the third period. All right, quarterbacks under center with two running backs split in the backfield, two wide receivers to the left-hand side. Here's the snap. Roll out to the right-hand side. Looks back. It's a throwback.
Oh, almost.
My goodness.
No.
And that cannot be pass interference. That was Isaiah Hyatt making a play on the ball, and he just turned around. He didn't even see the ball. It was sort of a go route. He's trying to hit him quick. I would say that's not a very good call. I know I'm a homer, but, I mean, I think the Robbinsville player ran into him.
I believe you're correct.
So that's 10 yards from the spot, unfortunate for us. And I think Isaiah was playing the receiver, and he turned around his head too late. Robbinsville comes up quick. It's going to be first down with the ball inside the Mountaineer territory on the 39-yard line. Same sort of formation. And there, Robbinsville man moved quickly. This will get 5 yards back, so that's another Stevenson's pest control. Oops, sorry. That was a first down for the wrong team. Like I said, it's past my bedtime, people. Flag on the play. Flag on the field is sponsored by Sorrell's Marathon, your one-stop place for everything from auto repairs to service and gas and groceries. So the Mountaineers getting 5 yards back. First down with the ball on the 43-yard line. Time running out in the third period of play. Quarterback under center again. Man split to the left, one to the right. Man goes in motion to the left-hand side. Here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff counterplay to the right-hand side.
Nice
the Mountaineers play.
Are
all over it. He's in the backfield. He lost about 5 yards, and there's 10 Mountaineers around the ball, and that's what the fans came to see. They're up on their feet right now. That's going to make it second down and a long way to go.
I was going to say he lost a lot.
So it's going to be second down and about 22 yards with time running out in the third period of play.
Looked like Everett Messer making that play.
He started
pushing that offensive lineman back there and getting his hands on the runner.
So that was a counter play when the guard was pulling, but that was good penetration by the Mountaineers. 12 seconds left on the play clock, 20 in the quarter. Second down, a long way to go. Same formation, split backs, receivers on each side of the field, split wide. 2 seconds left, 1 second left. They're not going to get it off. Either take a timeout or a penalty. And they will take a penalty. It's another flag on the field sponsored by Sorrell's Marathon, your one-stop place for everything from auto repairs and service to gas and groceries. Delay a game.
Wow.
It's going to be 8 seconds left on the clock. It's going to be second down now and 28. Quarterback under center now. You got twins to the left-hand side here. kind of tight. Two running backs in the backfield. He's going to step back and throw. Nowhere to go. He's looking for a place to run. He runs to the outside of the right-hand side. And it looks like that's number 44.
Chase Smalley.
Chase Smalley on the play for a gain of two. He stayed home and did what he was supposed to do. And that's going to do it for the third quarter of play. Mountaineers with a commanding 17-0 lead right now, but Robbinsville trying to make some noise.
And we're going to step away for a commercial. Mountaineers leading 17-0 at the end of the third.
If you're ready to purchase a house or finally tackle those big projects in your current home, Telco Community Credit Union is here to help you get started. Telco offers competitive rates, fast local decisions, and experienced loan officers who take the time to find the best options that fit your needs. No pressure, no runaround. Just straightforward guidance every step of the way. Visit us in Waynesville at 370 North Main Street. Telco, where members matter.
Haywood Community College, your hometown path to an associate's degree or certification. With over 30 programs and four brand new options, small classes, and credits that can transfer to a four-year university, HCC keeps you local, saving you time and money. With HCC's tuition-free guarantee for Haywood County school grads, you could attend college at low or no cost. Kick off your future today. Visit haywood.edu to learn more and register.
This is Tuscola Football. Let's go back to the Forga Contracting Press Box with Branson and Mark.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Mountaineers leading 17-0 going in here at the beginning of the fourth with Robbinsville with the ball with third down and a lot of yards.
Oh, yeah, third and 20 is a long way to go. Receiver tight to the right-hand side, one split wide to the left, third and 20. Man goes in motion to the right-hand side. They've got trips on the right-hand side, straight drop back, rolling to the right a little bit. Under pressure, he looks at a little bit of room to run. A missed tackle right there, but finally caught for a gain of two. It looked like Smalley had a chance to wrap him up there, made him run inside where three or four Mountaineers finished the job for him. That's going to make fourth down and a long way to go with the ball on their side of the field, 49-yard line. Will they go for it? They're thinking about it. They're down by 17. I think they are going to go for it. They're sort of in a tough place, aren't they?
Yeah, you're in a tough place, and, I mean, you're going to give up the ball. I mean, if nothing happens right here, you're giving up the ball at midfield. But, Coach, they were down to the, you know, 38-yard line. Right. Tuscola's 38-yard line. And
Tuscola stepped
went
up.
Went backwards, yeah.
All right, man in motion. He's going to roll to the right, left-hand side, and it looks like there's a flag on the play. Procedure against Robbinsville. So that's another flag on the field sponsored by Sorrell's Marathon out there in Jay Creek. And now they're going to punt the ball after that miscue. So it's going to be fourth down and about 28 again. They have to punt.
You have another choice now with that, right? Because that's going to push you back. And you really – midfield's okay, but once you start getting close to the 40, you're giving them the short porch right there. And, I'd rather push them back and try to hold them.
Sam Trantham back on the 20-yard line right now. Robbinsville spread out with two gunners, one on each side. Here's the snap. Here's the punt. He's done a good job of punting. A very high kick. He's going to let it bounce. It bounces on the 20. Back to the 30. It takes a Tuscola bounce. And finally, Robbinsville picks it up on the 31. Great field position for the Mountaineers. That's a good job by Sam Trantham not to field that ball.
Yeah, that was a good job. That was a nice 60-degree wedge right there that had that backspin on it. Tuscola spin, I would call it that.
The Tuscola spin. That's not how my golf shots go. That thing would have been, who knows where that thing would have went. It doesn't matter now. The Mountaineers are in good shape on their own 32-yard line with 10:55 left to play in the game. Let's see if they can just hammer one home right here and stick a nail in the coffin.
Let's see. You know, I want to see right here. I want to see no penalties, and I want to see a good driving.
We'll talk about that. We need to be clean. We have to be clean. All right. Here's the ball. It's going to go to Sam Trantham. Runs up the middle. He's met by a few Robbinsville Black Knights and carries the ball. Still running. He's got a 4-yard gain out of nothing. And that's Sam Trantham. He will need the hot tub tonight. He looks like he's down on the play, as a matter of fact. He's rolling around a little bit, which is not good for the Mountaineers.
I wonder if he might have spun or twisted an ankle right there. Or it looks like cramps.
Yeah, so that's good. Well, you know, we can – he was looking around, rolling on the ground, writhing in pain right there. And if you've never had a cramp, Now, it's a little humid tonight. It's not very hot, but he has done his share for the Mountaineers, hasn't he?
He has
not had much of a break. So
while he's down, let's take a break right here. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
Oh, no, not again. This darn car. I'm not sure what that light means. And that little engine light has been on for months. I can't afford another repair. I just don't know who to trust.
Singleton's understands and can help. Singleton's Automotive. Car care with character in Canton and Waynesville.
I'm a guy's guy, like my dad. We always fixed our own cars. Now I've got a career, and Dad's 2 hours away. My car just broke down. I don't want to be a guy's guy with my car anymore.
Singleton's understands and can help. Singleton's Automotive. Car care with character in Canton and Waynesville.
You're listening to Tuscola Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forger Contract and Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Coach, he came off the field. It looked like he was okay, but he was still hobbling.
I was laughing at him because I've been there. He is a tough kid, and he said, I'm not going to let this cramp keep me out of the game. And he was trying to fight it off. Just going to let that one rest a little bit there, Sam. You'll be back. He's had a big game tonight. Second down at about 8 for the Mountaineers. The ball comes back, and it's going to go this time to Ty Walker. The ball's on the ground, it looks like. Now, that's not Ty Walker. That's number 11, Andy Caldwell, as a matter of fact. And he did put the ball on the ground, and it is recovered by the Robbinsville Black Knights. So just like that, you have a man go down. Mountaineers are looking around like, what the heck just happened? Like everybody in the stands. We're on cruise control, 17-0 with the ball, and second turnover of the game. We talked about this. The penalties and the turnovers are going to keep Robbinsville in this game.
They are, and, you know, we got to cut those out.
It is the first game. This was happened to us last year against Robbinsville, but they were a better team, so we couldn't come back from it. All right, two receivers out to the left-hand side. The ball is on the 38-yard line of Tuscola, and here is another flag on the play. It's a timeout by Coach Crompton. He wants to get everybody together to make sure we're all on the same page.
And this timeout on the field is sponsored by Haywood Farm Bureau. Looking for insurance coverage in Haywood County? Contact Haywood Farm Bureau at 452-1425, your local insurance professionals.
10:35 left in the game right now. Mountaineers ahead 17-0. It's pretty much been their game. They have outplayed Robbinsville, but Robbinsville is not giving up. They are still trying to stick the ball into the end zone.
Right.
And if we're going to make penalties and put the ball on the ground, that's to the favor of the Black Knights. So you never can say you're ahead. This is a lesson the Mountaineers are going to have to learn right now. This is where you turn up the pressure right now. Do not let a team back into the game.
Right. And, you know, we've had our chances to, you know, they always say put the nail in the coffin, but with a Robbinsville team, you can't really say that because you see teams that will roll over, but you also have a lot of teams that won't. And Robbinsville is one of those teams.
Seven out of the 8 teams in our conference are the same way. Quick pass to the outside. He makes a move. He's on the 30, down to the 30, runs to the outside. He's got a lot of room to run. He's down to the 22-yard line. It was a quick hitter to the outside. It was a really good pass and a good move. And I can't see who was out there to the defender, but one juke step, and he was around the corner. Robbinsville's in business. They're on the 21-yard line, first and 10. The Mountaineers need to buckle up right here. Two receivers to the right-hand side. The Mountaineers a little late covering. They're a little bit confused. It's going to be a counterplay to the left-hand side. He makes cuts to the outside. It's a good gain of about 4. And that was a good play, it looked like, by Elijah Pruitt to stop the tackle coming up from the secondary. He had a lot of room to run there, didn't he?
He did, and that was a great tackle right there. And it looks like we're going to have a penalty, and I don't know who that one's going to be on. I hope that's not us, but I see him pointing. It looked like a Robbinsville player come through and sort of hit somebody late, unsportsmanlike.
Right, so that's something we cannot have, and that is a flag on the field sponsored by Sorrell's Marathon. But when it gets chippy, you've got to hold your temper. So there's a lot of lessons that can be learned here. But, you know, the Mountaineers, I mean, we're up 17-0, but Robbinsville's knocking on the door. They need to bow up right here. They need to find something. So two receivers to the right-hand side, the ball inside the 10, first and goal from the 9. Here's a handoff to the left-hand side.
What happened?
I don't know what happened, but someone's got the ball. He's got the ball on the 40, on the 50. 40, he's running all the way down the field. I can't see who that is, but the Tuscola Mountaineers are going to score a touchdown.
Defensive touchdown.
Somehow the ball was handed off to a defensive player for the Mountaineers, and he ran the other way for a touchdown. I'm trying to see who that
is. Is that John Hansen?
That is number, is that number nine?
Number nine. Oh, that is,
Tillman
Thalma. Tillman
Thalma. It looked like the Robbinsville player handed the ball off. The running back wasn't there, and the Tuscola player, Tillman Thalma came and took it as a handoff, and he ran 91 yards for a touchdown. And the signal's good, and I can't believe what I just saw. But that was crazy.
I was
probably
sitting here.
Probably the worst play-by-play call for one of the greatest plays ever, and I apologize, people, but that was something that was just unbelievable to see. Oh my goodness,
that was unreal. I mean, yeah, it was like the miscommunication between Robbinsville's quarterback and running back, and the ball just went on the ground.
It looks like, Tillman Fahman just picked it up and ran 91 yards for a touchdown. You know what? No one was going to catch him.
No. No. He, just a sophomore, come out this year, and, man, I'm telling you right now.
What a
big play in his first
turn
game.
Turn of events for the Mountaineers. All right. Let's see if Cole Rudd can get another point. They have 6 points right now. There's a timeout to the Mountaineers. Maybe someone's not out there. Everyone's still wondering what just happened. I know Robbinsville is. They're over there scratching their heads, and the fans are holding their hands in the air. What the heck just happened?
This time on the field is sponsored by Haywood Farm Bureau. Looking for insurance coverage in Haywood County? Contact Haywood Farm Bureau at 452-1425, your local insurance professionals.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get my good glasses right there. By the way, that was a State Farm Insurance agent, Chad McMahon, touchdown. Sorry about that, Chatty Mac. Call Chad at 452-0567 for all your insurance needs. He knows that I'm easily distracted. I'll start doing my job, and I got to get a better pair of glasses because I did not do the Mountaineers right in Tillman Fama, because I know if his grandma's listening, she would like to hear his name and him galloping down the field, which he did. He was not going to be caught.
Well, his brother's August Fama plays baseball, so it's that in that family, right. They can play.
Looks like the Mountaineers are going to go for two here. So there's a wide receiver to the left, one to the right. A man goes in motion to the left-hand side. Here's a snap. They're going to give the ball to. Is that Sam back in the game? It is. Sam Trantham is not going to stay out long, is he?
No.
I'm only laughing because, you know, I probably would have had to go to intensive care. They would have taken me off in an ambulance. Sam Trantham goes to the sideline, kicks his leg a little bit, and he comes back into the game. Attaboy, Sam.
Mountaineers scoring a touchdown, make it 23-0. And we're going to step away for commercial. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
No further than Holybuilt LLC Welding and Fabrication, based right here in Canton. Whether you need railings, gates, stairs, or structural components, they deliver the highest quality craftsmanship tailored just for you. Their services include architectural designs, repair work, mobile welding, and specialized aluminum welding. And rest assured, they're AWS certified, insured, and trusted by the community with 5-star Google ratings. Ready to bring your vision to life? Call Holybuilt 582-4091 or visit Holybuilt.com to learn more.
This is Mountaineer Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contracting Press Box. Sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. And apparently there was a penalty on that play.
An unsportsmanlike conduct against Robbinsville, maybe showing some of their frustration right there. That was a flag on the field sponsored by Sarles Marathon. We've mentioned Sarles Marathon a lot tonight. All right, so it looks like number six, Cole Rudd, will be kicking off on the 45-yard line. This time he kicks it deep, deep, deep. He gets the ball on the 1-yard line. He runs it up the middle, and he's tackled on the 18. So Cole Rudd puts his foot into that one. I know he had 15 yards, but that was a pretty good kick. It went about 45 yards in the air. I think as he gets a little bit better, he's a soccer player, a senior. I think it's his first time for football. When he figures that out, those balls may go a little bit farther. But a great kickoff. Mountaineers in great shape right now with the ball on the 19-yard line with 9:42 left in this game. I like to see that the Mountaineers now have a little bit, they're a little bit more rejuvenated after that. It looks like they're bouncing around. Let's see what Robbinsville has to do right now. They can't give up. They got a big hole. I bet they're going to try to throw the ball a little bit more here. And they don't. They run up the middle and there's nothing there. The Mountaineers fly around. There are eight Mountaineers around there. Everybody on the defensive line was in on that tackle plus the two linebackers.
Great job by the Mountaineers right here. And you know, it may be one of these deals that Lucas Ford, you know, with 9:25 left, maybe wanting to try to get out of here and
right
work and move on to next week.
Second down and about seven from the balls on the 23-yard line of the Robbinsville Black Knights. Here's the snap. It's going to be one of those counter plays again. Nowhere to go. Once again, the Mountaineers are fighting hard up front. You see a lot of black shirts getting around the ball and a lot of white shirts not on a black shirt, and that's when – you would have been in trouble when you were playing, right?
You're exactly right.
Body on a body, which makes it third down and about six now from the 23-yard line of the Robbinsville Black Knights as the clock keeps ticking. 8 minutes and 48 seconds left in this game, and a lot of the fans are still here, aren't they?
They are, and you know, it's a great night to be out, you know.
Beautiful evening. It's like a fall evening.
Exactly. The temperatures are down. The humidity's not as bad.
All right, drop back to pass. Looking, a man's out in the flat. That's the running back. He was open. He just threw it over his head. He would have had the first down. As a running back, they leaked out into the flat, and it looked like number three, John Hansen, was there for the play, but the ball was thrown over the head of the receiver. Mountaineers hold. That was a good down, especially up front for those defensive linemen.
So fourth down and another good defensive stand by our Mountaineers.
And Elijah Pruitt's deep at the 45-yard line as Robbinsville punts again. I believe this is their fifth punt. They had one good series and ended up turning it over on downs. But other than that, the Mountaineers have looked pretty sharp on defense. Here's the snap. The kick is a pretty good kick, a little bit short, fair catch.
Oh,
he bobbles it.
Get on it.
It
is still loose.
He's bouncing around.
And oh my gosh.
Robbinsville looks like they have it. They're waiting to see.
I'm not seeing the signal.
They're undoing the pile. Who has the ball? Possession is 9/10 of the law, and nobody's pointing, but the chains are.
Looks like Tuscola recovered.
Tuscola recovers. That was number seven, Elijah Pruitt, going for a. No, they did not recover. There was no signal on the turnover.
No.
Robbinsville has the ball. And that's not my fault this time, folks. The officials may be like me. They're starting to nap. We don't want to talk bad about the officials. All right. It's going to be a fly down the field. The pass was underthrown. It was a straight fly pattern. Number 25, Noah Burgess on the coverage. That ball was so poorly thrown that Noah never looked up to see it. And the receiver never had a chance to catch it. So he was just playing, watching his eyes, and that's what Coach Crompton's talking to him about right now. It's hard to know when to turn your head around and not get beat. When that receiver stops going upstream, upfield rather, and he stops streaking, that's when you stop and look for the ball. He's going back to get it. Noah will know that. He'll learn that. All right, two receivers split out to the right-hand side here. Quarterback under center. He's going to drop back to throw. Looks back to the other side, and looks
there
like
we go.
He comes straight through. That's number 72,
Everett Messer.
Came through, wrapped up the quarterback for a 10-yard loss.
Huge play right there by Everett.
Big play, and he was not going to let him go either. Great play, third down and about 20.
Everett, another one of those kids, man. He's gotten big since last year. I talked to him a couple weeks ago, and he's grown so much.
He looked pretty quick right there,
too. He was very quick right there to get back in the backfield.
So Robinsville looks like they've found their feet on the ground, but their passing game is struggling a little bit here today. What are they going to do with the third down and about 17, not 20, with the ball back on the other side of midfield? They're going to look to throw. That time, Messer missed him. The quarterback's running. He's scrambling. He's down to the 40-yard line, and what a great tackle. Who was that?
Is that Isaiah? No, I believe that was Ty Walker.
It was. It looked like a Ty Walker hit. It was a body slam. So a good gain by the quarterback from Robbinsville. That's going to make it fourth down and about six, a manageable doable fourth down right here. Robbinsville has to go for it with the ball on the Mountaineer 42-yard line. 6:47 left in the game. Two receivers to the right-hand side. Quarterback under center. Mountaineers are lining up in the right place. A man goes in motion to the left-hand side. He's going to drop back to pass. Looking. A little bit pressure. He scrolls out to the right-hand side. He's looking deep. He's got a man open in the middle of the field, but he just can't get it to him. He was open on a broken play, and the quarterback put a little bit too much air underneath that. Not bad coverage by the Mountaineers, and not bad a bad rush either. So
not bad, but good turnover, though, by the Mountaineers.
Right. So we got the ball now with 6:29 left, and I'm starting to breathe a little bit easier now. You know, we got a 23-0 lead with 6 minutes left in the game. I'm sitting here on pins and needles. But Mountaineers have a chance to run the clock out right here. Let's see what they can do. They still have the starters in there. It looks like Ty Walker and Sam Trantham are both in there. And it looks like Isaiah Hyatt, who's done a good job at quarterback today, hasn't he?
He has done a very good job. He's been very efficient. Couple great throws right there. And, you know, I want to go back to that last series in the third quarter. He made that throw to Elijah. Elijah had to turn his body the other way to make the catch. It was just a little off. But, hey, it's first game of the season.
There's a breakaway run. Sam Trantham runs up the middle for a gain of about 12, and he just found a little crease, and he turned on the gas, tackled by the safety who stopped him from scoring. Sam definitely has about 120 yards tonight, I think. So it's first down in Robbinsville territory. The ball's on the 46-yard line. What a great game for Sam. But I'm going to tell you something. These little creases were made by the offensive line. There is room for him to run.
Yeah, offensive line done a great job tonight.
They've done a great job.
John Marshall Smith playing center.
Right. Doing a good job. Isaiah Hyatt at quarterback for the first time for the Mountaineers. He's back there again with Sam Trantham to the right side in the pistol formation. He's going to give him the ball. Looks like the ball was snapped low and had a lot of penetration. Robbinsville just laying their ears back right now.
They did on that, and Sam lost a couple yards on that one.
That's unusual, but, you know, we're lucky that they didn't get the handoff and run for a touchdown on that one. I'm still flabbergasted by that play by Tillman Fallman. What a great play to turn the tide of this game. All right, so it's going to be second down and about 13 from the 49-yard line of Robbinsville. The Mountaineers taking their time getting the play into the huddle and getting up to the line of scrimmage because there's only 5 minutes and 19 seconds left away from the first victory of the year. Three receivers to the right, one to the left in the pistol formation with Sam Trantham back there. And Robbinsville jumps off sides. That was a good play. Another 5-yard penalty. That was a flag on the play sponsored by Sarles Marathon in Jay Creek. Everything from auto repairs and service to gas and groceries located at 3796 Jonathan Creek Road in Waynesville. All right, the clock's going to run again. It's 5:06 left in the game. Mountaineers taking their time. 20 seconds on the shot clock, on the game clock. I might have to help you for basketball if I'm going to say that, right?
You're right, calling in the shot clock.
Talking about the shot clock. Okay, Mountaineers run up. 8 seconds left on the play clock. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Elijah's looking back and going to call timeouts. So the Mountaineers call a timeout with 4:42 left with a 23-0 lead.
So let's step away for a commercial. Mountaineers leading 23-0.
Looking to promote your business with inexpensive advertising? Dynamic Advertising and Marketing can help. Their advertising targets the exact profile of customers you are looking for and reaches thousands of people every year. From mugs to menus, offering free design and full-color advertising. Give Dynamic Advertising and Marketing a call at 775-4805 to get started. This is Mountaineer Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Mountaineers up 23-0.
All right, second down and 8 yards to go. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. And guess who has the ball? Sam Trentham runs right up the middle, a nice big gaping hole. He gets about 7 yards. It's going to be third down and one with the ball on the 37-yard line. The Mountaineers in total control right now. They may just have to run the clock out here. They may not even have to score. Isaiah Hyatt comes over to get a call from Jonathan Crompton. It's a much different looking offense, isn't it?
It is, and I'm telling you, having a weapon like Sam, you have to sort of alter your offense, you know,
right,
and stuff. And that's fine because
he's good.
He is good.
All right. So 4:05 left in this fourth period with Mountaineers 23-0 lead. Here's the snap. This time Elijah's going to keep it. He's running to the outside. He's got room to run, and he slides down after he got the first down. What a heads up play, huh?
Smart play right there.
That's what you get from these good seniors, right? Isaiah Hyatt gets the first down and slides down. That is another Sorrells Marathon first down. We had a lot of those. Excuse me. It's a Stevenson's pest control first down and a Sorrells flag on the play. We've had a lot of both of those. All right, so Stevenson's pest control, first down, flag on the play, Sorrells Marathon. Okay, clock's winding down. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Man goes in motion to the left-hand side. Here is the snap. Quarterback's going to keep it. He runs up the middle.
Nice hole right there.
Nice hole again. Now the holes are opening up. That's about a 9-yard gain, maybe a 10-yard gain. Let's see where they spot the ball. They are going to give another first down as a Stevenson's pest control first down, most trusted pest control name in and around Haywood County. Call schedule a free pest inspection at 4210845 and let them help you say no. Just say no to bugs. All right, I finally got it figured out, what I'm supposed to say when. It only took me an entire game. 3 minutes left on the clock. Some of the fans are starting to file out now. They're feeling a little at ease with a 23-0 lead. Mountaineers in their black running toward Hazelwood, just like Coach Weatherby told them to. You want to run downhill to Hazelwood in the fourth quarter. Man goes in motion to left-hand side, the same pistol formation, and it looks like there's either an offside or a motion. It's a dead ball, offside on the offense. We must have lined up offside. They don't call that until the ball is snapped because you have to have the opportunity to move back onside. I don't like that, but if you line up, just call it. Anyway, I'm not in charge out there. I'm in charge up here. Barely. It's first down and 15 with the ball on the 32-yard line. Looks like the Mountaineers are just going to take their time, maybe run a few more plays and not run up the score and go home with the victory. Elijah Pruitt, Isaiah Hyatt back there at quarterback, is going to give the ball this time to Sam Trentham, who's met at the line of scrimmage. Good play by the Robbinsville Black Knights, and they have not quit playing. That was actually Ty Walker on the carry. Ty Walker running hard for no gain. That's going to be second down and 15 with the ball on the 32-yard line. We're going to be inside of 2 minutes now. So we could probably run, if we don't get a first down, give the ball over on downs. But if we do get a first down, that would pretty much end the game.
Should end, yeah, you can get into the victory formation.
So second down and about 16 yards to go with 6 seconds left on the play clock. Sam Trantham moves to the right-hand side. That's going to be a quarterback keeper. A lot of room and run to the right-hand side. He's made a move back to the 20 outside, and he's taken down about 10 yards short or 8 yards short of the first down. But that was a lot of running time right now. That's going to make it third down and about 8 with the ball on the 20-yard line. Isaiah Hyatt looking good running the ball, doesn't he?
He did. He looked really good on that run right there and knew when to not keep pressing, trying to change direction right there and get extra yardage.
Yeah, it looks like there's a flag on the play. That would be a flag on the field sponsored by Sorrells Marathon, your one-stop place for everything from auto repairs to service to gas to groceries.
Looked like another holding penalty.
It was. Maybe that's why he got outside so quickly. Well, it goes another down. And they're going to start the clock. With 1:16 in the clock running and 17 seconds left on the play clock. So we can get in the victory formation. It looks like we'll be able to do that.
going to run the clock down. And, yeah.
Down to 9 seconds, 7, 6.
And there we are in that formation.
You called it, just like you said. Takes the ball, gets down. And that would be 56 seconds left. They've not started the, yeah, they have started the play clock. So there are 33 seconds on the play clock, 44 on the game clock. So that means we'll take the knee one more time and that will be it. And the Mountaineers have come out on top 23-0. Not a clean game, I would say. But it looks like there's a lot of promise here for the Mountaineers. We definitely have to clean up the penalties and the fumbles. But all in all, a pretty good start for the Mountaineers. Here's the last snap of the game. Takes the ball to the victory formation. The guys are going to get up, slap each other on the helmet, say good game.
So a big turnaround from last year.
A big turnaround from last year. The Mountaineers have come out with a convincing win. I think they probably should have won this game, and I would say they should win the next two games too, but we don't know. You got to play them, right? That's it. The Mountaineers are going across the field now to shake the hands. Final score, 23-0. Mountaineers victorious against the Robbinsville Black Knights.
We're going to step away after this victory. Mountaineers, like you said, wins 23-0.
Craving flavor that makes your mouth water? It's time for Ben's Backdraft Barbecue. Owned and operated by a real firefighter, Ben's brings you authentic wood-fired barbecue, smoked low and slow, just the way you like it. From brisket and ribs to savory sides, every bite is packed with smoky goodness. Planning a party or special event? Ben's Backdraft Barbecue caters too. Visit us at 3028 Jonathan Creek Road in Waynesville. We're open Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 400-633-4255 or check out our specials at bensbackdraftbarbecue.com. Ben's Backdraft Barbecue, where every meal is five-alarm delicious.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tuscola football continues on Tuscola Sports.
Mountain Credit Union was built for your financial journey. Hey everybody, it's Mary Carswell from Mountain Credit Union. For more than 60 years, Mountain Credit Union has been helping Western North Carolina families reach their financial goals. Whether you're opening your first account, buying a vehicle, purchasing a home, or planning for what's next, we're here to help you at every step along the trail. With local service, personalized support, and financial solutions designed around your needs, we are committed to helping you succeed. Mountain Credit Union, your credit union, your trail, our community. Visit us online, stop by one of our local branches, or learn more at mountaincu.org. Equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
Tuscola football continues on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming to you live from the Forga Contracting Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Mountaineers winning tonight 23-0 over Robbinsville. Good shutout win by the Mountaineers. And Tuscola football on WPTL is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Haywood Ace Hardware, S&S Hunting Supplies, Telco Community Credit Union, Hoy Welding and Fabrication, Ben's Backdraft Barbecue, and by Smoky Mountain Foot Clinic. Postgame show is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware, serving Haywood County with quality products and expert advice since 1969 at 1391 Delwood Road in Waynesville. Coach, starting off this postgame show, great win by the Mountaineers. Always great to start the season with a win. And
that's right, especially against a team who was in the state championship last year.
Right, and not only the win, but you shut them out.
Right.
And defensively, I think was a big turnaround from last year.
Right.
Loved seeing it. Without seeing the stats, I'm going to say I think we did a really good job. Maybe I think held them to like maybe five first downs.
Oh, yeah, probably five or four is when you're a statistician. And as you're talking about this, this is what I love about Tuscola football. The cheerleaders and the players are getting in the middle of the field around the big old tee. And it's just a part of the Tuscola community. And it brings back the excitement of Tuscola football right here.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, a lot of people think I'm crazy, Coach, but, I think when you have a great season, especially with your football team, it makes the school it makes the school year go by a whole lot easier too. So Mountaineers winning tonight, and excuse me, Coach, I can't say enough about I'm gonna have to say big shout out to the offensive line,
right,
given all those yards for Sam and Ty and Isaiah. And Isaiah right there doing a great job throwing. You know, he got his chance at some passes and connecting on a few of them.
He did. And we're going to have to do a lot of that, I think.
You're right.
Because teams are going to stack the box. Teams are going to have to stack the box against us. I lost my microphone there for a minute. And we're going to have to be able to throw the ball because they're not going to let us run. But I'm going to tell you something about our offensive line. They got off the ball. They put a hat on the hat. They moved people. They stayed on their blocks. We did have a lot of penalties, and we've got to clean that up. So the big
right.
takeaway here is the turnovers, clean up the penalties, and when you have a chance to make an interception, make it. We had several opportunities
right.
in the right place at the right time. So we need the big turnovers. That's going to be the key to Tuscola. We're going to have to stop those penalties. I think we could play with anybody.
I agree with that. And, you know, like the penalties, like you said, we had 30 yards and one drive right there.
I know.
And the bad thing is we started on, you know, their half of the field. So, we got to get those cleaned up. I know we will. First game of the season, you're always going to have those jitters.
Right. And this is not different than last year, except we came out on top.
Right. You're right. So we're going to take our first break here in the post game show. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
At Dentistry on Main, Dr. Amy Perlow is committed to providing you with a superior dental care experience. Our patient-centered approach ensures you receive personalized, compassionate, and honest care you can trust. From preventative and restorative dentistry to extractions and dentures, our comprehensive services cater to all your family's dental needs. Call 424-9642 to experience the difference at Dentistry on Main.
This year, as America celebrates 250 years of freedom, Mike's Heating and Cooling is honoring the heroes who protect it every day. Veterans, active military, law enforcement, first responders, EMTs, paramedics, and nurses can receive $250 off a qualifying new HVAC system installation. It's our way of saying thank you for your courage, sacrifice, and service to our communities and our country. Call Mike's Heating and Cooling today at 828-665-4343 or visit mikesheatingandcooling.com. Mike's Heating and Cooling. Quality, comfort, reliability. God bless our heroes and God bless America.
Discover more with an interest-bearing checking account from Champion Credit Union. With higher yields, let your money work for you so you can unlock more adventures in life. Visit championcu.com for terms and conditions. Federally insured by NCUA.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Haywood Community College, your hometown path to an associate's degree or certification. With over 30 programs and 4 brand new options, small classes, and credits that can transfer to a 4-year university, HCC keeps you local, saving you time and money. With HCC's tuition-free guarantee for Haywood County school grads, you could attend college at low or no cost. Kick off your future today. Visit haywood.edu to learn more and register.
You're listening to Tuscola Football on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back to you at Borga Contracting Press Box here at C. Weatherby Stadium. That's sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Coach, you know, like we said, great win by the Mountaineers. Anytime that you can get a shutout win, first game of the season against a team that played in the state championship, you know, the year before.
And beat
you'll
you
take
last
it.
Year.
Right, right.
So the outcome is what we wanted. We got a lot of work to do. It's a long season. We're going to be playing Cherokee and then South Caldwell. And those are teams that we probably should beat. We want the teams we play to do well because everything's RPI anymore, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And everything's off or driven off of that. And I've never understood that, but you know,
They just tell us and we'll report it.
Exactly. So it is what it is. So Tuscola winning tonight. Next week we'll be home again as Cherokee will be coming into town. And, I know, that one kind of, that game, Coach, means a little bit to you because of, Kent Briggs.
Yeah, I was going to say that. And unfortunately I can't be here and you're going to have a surprise, commentator with you. I think everybody needs to tune in to see who it is and you're going to like it. So, Ben Nickel, my grandson, Tuscola graduate. He played soccer here and played soccer at Wofford. His mom, Brooke, Leatherwood Nickel, was a cheerleader here. And so a lot of Tuscola roots, but he's getting married Friday and, we can't miss that. I'll be listening in, though, while they're dancing. I'll be listening to you and the, mystery guest, but Kent Briggs was a good one. I'm going to tell you what, I knew him at Western. I'd see him at ball games, when he was there coaching. When I was playing, he had just finished. He was a, he had finished the year before, you know, I was on spring practice and he was done, but he coached there and I knew him from housing and his coaching there. And he was just a great, great guy. He had battled cancer for a long time and that was sad. Sad to see, and I'd be thinking of him here because he took Cherokee to that state championship.
Right. And I tell you what, that was a good football team.
It was.
Had a turnaround because, listen, Cherokee was struggling before he took over, and he did a tremendous job.
He did, and he was a good coach. He did a good job at
– He's very well respected. I know Willie Perkins, you know, as we know, played at Robbinsville, lives over here now, played golf with him a lot, and he always talks about Kent Briggs.
Yeah.
And
you would.
And he thought the world of him. There's a lot of people that I've talked to that everybody speaks highly of Kent Briggs.
You did. And even when he was facing, cancer, he was always a gentleman. He'd always talk to you. He was just a great all around guy.
Right.
Well, I got some scores here if you want to hear him.
Go ahead.
Finally got an app up. So it looks like Pisgah is leading, 48-30. And I just said that and Chinese Timu shows up on my score stream. Okay, but it looks like that Franklin was whipping Murphy and Smoky Mountain was whipping Swain. It was almost like 42-0 last time I looked.
Wow.
North Henderson's losing. West Henderson won yesterday. East Henderson was losing as well. So just when I thought it was safe to go back into the water, the Android messes up. That is technology for you.
Gotta love technology too. So
I'll see if I can get up here in a minute.
All right.
Anyway,
we're going to step away. Tuscola football on WPTL has been brought to you by.
Are you paying a high interest rate on your auto loan? Telco Community Credit Union has saved members thousands of dollars just by bringing their loan over. At Telco, you could save up to 2%. That means lower monthly payments and more money staying right where it belongs, in your pocket. And the best part? We make refinancing simple and offer 90 days with no payments. Stop by our branch in Waynesville at 370 North Main Street for full details. Don't settle for a high rate. Refinance today with Telco, where members matter.
Haywood Community College, your hometown path to an associate's degree or certification. With over 30 programs and 4 brand new options, small classes, and credits that can transfer to a 4-year university, HCC keeps you local, saving you time and money. With HCC's tuition-free guarantee for Haywood County school grads, you could attend college at low or no cost. Kick off your future today. Visit haywood.edu to learn more and register.
The engine light comes on. Me? I just keep going. If I hear a knock or funny sound, me? I just turn up the radio. When the tire pressure's low, me? I just drive a little faster. You? You need to go to Singleton's.
Singleton's understands and can help. Singleton's Automotive, car care with character in Canton and Waynesville.
I always thought the auto parts guys had all the answers and free diagnostics. I still have smoke coming from somewhere. I guess free isn't always the best diagnosis.
Singleton's understands and can help. Singleton's Automotive, car care with character in Canton and Waynesville.
When I found out I was pregnant, I honestly didn't know what to do. I felt scared and completely alone. But then I called Ascend Women's Center. They listened. Like, really listened. No judgment, just support. They helped me breathe again, and I finally had confidence to make an empowered choice.
Find support in Asheville and Waynesville. Call 828-252-1306 or visit ascendwc.org.
This is Tuscola Football. Let's go back to the Forca Contracting Press Box with Branson and Mark.
And coming to you live from the Forga Contract and Press Box, sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. Tuscola wins tonight 23-0. Good shutout win.
It was. And quickly, I got this up. So Pisgah 48, Mountain Heritage 30. That's the final. North Buncombe 36, Cherokee 29, Smoky Mountain 42, Swain 0, Anka 28, North Henderson 0, Hendersonville 34, East Henderson 0, Franklin 42, Murphy 7. These are either finals or in the fourth quarter. Of course, Tuscola 23, Robbinsville 0, West Henderson yesterday. They won 34-21. So some big offensive scores there. All those teams with good running backs, with the exception of North Henderson.
And so you are listening to AM 1400 WMXF Waynesville, and it's now time for the Offensive and Defensive Player of the Game Awards, and they are sponsored by A1 Storage with 13 convenient locations in Haywood, Jackson, and Macon counties. Call A1 Storage, where your stuff is our business. And the Defensive Player of the Game goes to Mr. Tillman Fama with that huge
I'm going to have to look and see what happened. All I know was somehow he got the ball and he ran as that's the hardest he ever ran in his life. No one was catching him. 91 yards
on that fumble recovery, and a great job right there. And I listen, at that point, that was a great, great play because, Robbinsville was driving.
That's right. It could turn into a 10-point game right there. And instead it was a 23-point game.
Yeah, man. It turned around.
My, how this game turns around on a dime.
You're exactly right. And the offensive player of the game goes to Mr. Sam Trantham. Sam, a workhorse tonight. Of course, you can't say Sam without saying Ty Walker, and you can't say that without, Isaiah Hyatt too. All three did a great job, but Sam somehow would find those creases and he would get those yardage in. I know.
Yeah, we got to acknowledge the offensive line for giving them those creases too. So
yes.
They'll have their turn.
They did a great job opening that up and getting those yards tonight.
And Sam appreciates them. He'll tell you that.
He does. Well, Coach, you got anything before we head out?
Well, I'm going to miss you guys next week. I'll be enjoying my grandson's wedding. And so, I look forward to driving to South Caldwell when I come back for that 2-hour journey. We'll have a lot to talk about probably. But the Mountaineers are on a good start. I'm telling you what, I love this team. They've picked up where they left off last year.
Right.
Where there were a few turnovers and penalties, nobody's pointing a finger at anybody. They just get back up and they do their work, don't they?
They do, and that's...
They're going to get yelled at, I know, but they just, they play the game, and I love that about this team.
You're exactly right. And so a great win tonight by the Mountaineers. And the Tuscola postgame show's presenting sponsor has been Haywood Ace Hardware, serving Haywood County with quality products and expert advice since 1969 at 1391 Delwood Road in Waynesville. Well, Tuscola wins tonight 23-0. For Coach Mark Etheridge, I am Branson Reese. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tune in next week. We'll be on at 7 as Cherokee comes to town and looking for the Mountaineers to start the season off 2-0. So that'll be big for the Mountaineers. So as we said, thank you for listening, everybody, and good night.